much about.
You rolling, bro?
Rolling. Rolling.
3, 2, 1.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
I ridicule everyone on the roster. I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, I'd like to take this chance to apologize to absolutely nobody. The double check is with us.
Hashtag thug life.
I don't know why they make it so dark. Why they have to set the clocks? You know, right. They screw up all the time. Make it darker when it should be lighter. Mm-hmm. I think it's stupid.
They're just being haters.
What's a hater?
It was just something people say instead of working to change their own flaws.
Look, because... Look, and now.
I was just trying to make it sound like I didn't have a mouthful
what
of
you eating?
Nuts.
What? I'm going to need
just
that
nuts.
Tape, Chip.
Just eating some nuts.
Please mark Kevin's mouthful of nuts.
Our feature presentation.
Who doesn't eat nuts, right? Who doesn't eat nuts, right?
I mean, yeah, nuts are delicious.
All right. I'll take that. Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin DeBean Show. It is Tuesday. It is the 15th of November.
And I think they're very good for you too. If you
right.
don't eat too many of them, I think nuts are high in calorie. But other than that, I think they have a lot of good things going for you. They're a nice, they're an appropriate snack for people.
And this has been Nut Talk.
It has
they're
been
an appropriate
nut talk.
Snack.
Yes. What I'm saying is they're the kind of a snack that is satisfying, but you don't have to feel guilty about eating afterwards.
Ah.
Like so many others. You know, like you love that Snickers bar, but then afterwards you're like, what did I just do? I think you can get away with some
Who
nuts.
Thinks that? I just think that was great. That was well, Snickers bar. Boy, that tasted good.
Sometimes I'll be like, oh, I just got away with eating nuts.
Not everybody, Kevin, has your metabolism and good fortune at not gaining a lot of weight.
That's true.
It's so kind of BS.
Some people got to really work it.
I'll keep my mouth shut.
There are two people in the news right now who both are receiving some acclaim, some attention, some skepticism even, on predicting the earthquake in New Zealand. Now, look, many of us live in places where earthquakes have happened and are likely to happen again. But as far as I know, and you guys correct me if I'm wrong, science so far is unable to predict earthquakes, even in general terms,
yeah.
Not even in, hey, we're likely to get one this year or this month. We're not even at that point. The only thing we ever hear is, well, usually we have an earthquake like this every 150 years, and it's been 200, so look out. I mean, mm-hmm. That's about as close as they seem to get, right?
Yeah.
Well, there's a guy, this New Zealand earthquake.
There is earthquake weather, though. There is that.
Well, there
is. That's pretty accurate.
There definitely is.
That's 100%
accurate. That's not a thing.
They say there's not. There totally is.
But there isn't. Because all those times you've seen earthquake weather, mm-hmm. and I've heard you come in the morning and say it before, oh, it feels like earthquake weather out there. You don't remember all the times that you've done that where there wasn't an earthquake.
Oh, there was.
Science.
So there are two guys in the news. One is a guy I don't know much about him. His name is Nigel Anthony Gray. And he put a Facebook post up last week that said, heads up, on November 6th, he put a Facebook post up that said, heads up, on the 14th of November and a couple days on either side of that day, watch for a major earthquake and quite possible in the South Pacific area. Now, bear in mind, this earthquake that happened on November the 13th was in New Zealand, a 7.8, right? His reasoning is that the 14th of November will be a supermoon, the largest for this century, that is the moon closest to the Earth. This means it will be a period of increased gravitational pull from the moon. There was also a recent large earthquake in Italy, and as one plate shifts, it places stress on the other plate. So the chances of a big quake are higher for something down the end of the globe. Now, science does not agree with Mr. Gray's assessment.
Right.
They say that the supermoon, yeah, it will. You'll see that reflected in the tides, but it has nothing to do with earthquakes.
Which is exactly what you'd think they'd say.
Right. I'm on to them.
Right.
So Allie, this conspiracy theory?
I think they're trying to make us all feel safe.
Hey,
yeah, everything's fine. Yeah.
You're about to die.
No need to get insurance.
Right.
We're fine. They're working with big insurance.
Is that what's happening?
Well, I don't think they would say no need to get insurance if they were working with big insurance. I mean, it feels like those two things
Listen, I'm just spitballing.
Are opposite.
I need to work this
out. It's already a flaw in Allie's plan. What do we make of this? Is this a stab in the dark, just a lucky ass coincidence, or does this guy know something that the rest of the world is late to catch up on? Or what's your takeaway when you hear about this?
Just lucky. Here's my thing. I imagine that there are people, you know, predicting earthquakes by the thousands, maybe millions, and you never hear about them because the earthquake doesn't happen.
Okay. I hear what you're saying, and you're wrong. And here's why. Because there's a YouTube page called Dogs and Wolves with a young, aspiring weatherman named Frankie McDonald.
And it's science.
He doesn't make earthquake predictions. You don't look at his page and see day after day after day of him randomly predicting earthquakes in different parts of the world. He made one earthquake prediction, and it was on October the 21st, and it went a little something like this.
This is Frankie McDonald, my own TV station live in Sydney, Nova Scotia. Here's my update for the 2016 update for the New Zealand massive earthquake to hit anytime soon. It's going to bring 7.0 greater magnitude earthquake in New Zealand, especially in Christchurch, New Zealand. Just like in Christchurch, New Zealand had a 7.0 greater magnitude earthquake back in 2011.
Okay, so.
I'm sorry, did he just predict the earthquake that they just had?
Yes. This video went up October 21st, and he said, hey, remember that big earthquake you had back in 2011? Look out in the next few weeks. You're going to have another one of 7.0 or above, and this one was a 7.8. Did $2 billion worth of damage. Frankie McDonald.
Huh.
What's that about?
He's working with big insurance.
That's going to bring another big earthquake in New Zealand in the near future. But the earthquake is unpredictable. We can't predict earthquakes because New Zealand's on a fault line that divides from Pacific Plate and the Australian Plate. Once those two plates rub with each other, that's going to cause an earthquake down New Zealand.
By the way, Frankie acknowledges you can't predict earthquakes, yet here he is predicting an earthquake and a deep dive on telling everybody where the fault lines are and how earthquakes happen. Like, this is a topic that Frankie has dialed in on.
Do you think he's the foremost expert?
He might be.
Including Auckland, New Zealand, and Wellington, New Zealand, Christchurch, New Zealand, because earthquakes may trigger a tidal wave.
By the way, when the first reports of the earthquake came out, there was a tsunami warning. There was a great fear that a tsunami was going to be happening.
Right.
And it did. The tsunami did happen afterward. Fortunately, it didn't do too much more damage. But Frankie looked for a tidal wave. It ended up being a tsunami. But again, pretty darn accurate, right?
Yikes.
And the surrounding areas as well. The earthquake is going to bring 7.0 greater magnitude in New Zealand and including Gisborne, New Zealand as well.
Okay, so Frankie just goes on to name a lot more towns.
He does name towns mostly.
And the rest of the video, he continues on with the earthquake preparedness and make sure you get your, you know, you have a plan in place and the drill and food and blah, 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 blah. So anyway, so there you go. For whatever, for all the times you've heard, hey, you can't predict earthquakes, I'm just saying maybe you can't, but I have more questions and answers about the two men in the news who apparently did.
What?
That's a little weird.
Yeah. I'm not very comfortable right now.
All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin DeBeecho, shall we?
We're not all so impressed.
Did you guys know that your NFL team has a hashtag, a new one they just came up with? Was it the beginning of this year?
Yeah.
And they're not all good.
No, some are real bad.
Some are really bad. I'm not positive any are worse than my Arizona Cardinals, which is
pretty bad.
Which is B red, C red, or C red, B red. I don't know. It's dumb either way. Chips is fins up. Dolphins.
That makes sense. I don't mind that.
Actually, not bad.
I mean, it makes sense, but is it not bad?
It's not bad.
It's terrible.
It's not bad at all.
It's all not right, as
bad
B-red, as
mine.
C-red.
It's not as bad as mine. But every single team has one.
We must discuss.
All right. So that's coming up. We've got What's Up with Florida on today's Kevin and Bean Show.
What's Up with Florida?
Right. We also are going to talk about what happens if California becomes its own country.
Oh, that
how about
Cal-exit
that, everybody?
Cal-exit.
We're going to be our own country.
Sure.
Are you?
So
that's
much water,
science. Right?
So much
gonna have water and money,
so much money
just rolling in.
Are you going to be running that, Kevin? Has it been determined?
I assume
you're the obvious choice.
I assume so. I mean, I don't know how anyone could think of anyone else.
And also on the program today, we've got your tickets for the sold-out K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2016.
Wow.
So that's coming up today as well. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the Showbiz Beat next. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:53.
Once again this morning, we're going to hook you up with your tickets for the sold-out K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2016. Fast approaching, you guys. Saturday and Sunday, December 10th and 11th. Be here before you know it. That's less than a month away at the Forum.
Can't wait.
Tickets on the way. Your chance to win coming up. We'll tell you how all the details about the show at KROQ.com. Hey, Ralph Garman.
I take umbrage.
To?
You, Kevin.
Just in general?
Yes. And also in specific.
Yes.
Shooting down Allie's theory that the prognosticators of earthquakes are working with big insurance.
Okay.
And she said, the people who know when the earthquakes are something, saying, no, you don't need to get insurance. And you're like, they wouldn't be working with them if they said don't get insurance. Of course they would, because if you got earthquake insurance and you knew one was coming, then insurance companies would have to pay out on those policies.
Yeah.
In a big way. And they don't want their profit margin actually going to the people holding the policies.
But their job is to sign people up for insurance that will pay the premiums.
Right.
Right?
But if an earthquake is coming, you pay a premium for 1 month, and then if you've got a million-dollar policy on your home for earthquake damage, they pay out $1 million on your one-month premium of $400.
Right, but that's got to be a tiny minority of people that sign up. I'm saying you think...
You wouldn't sign up if you knew an earthquake was coming? If they predicted an earthquake, you wouldn't get earthquake insurance?
But they say don't get earthquake insurance.
They're saying, we can't tell you when an earthquake is coming. We don't know how to predict one. And Allie's saying they know how to predict them, but they're not telling
us.
Yeah,
that's
because they're working
saying.
With big insurance.
All I know
that's
is
why they
don't
tell us
know
when
what
they're
I was
coming.
Saying now.
I'm not buying that. I'm
if
not
you knew
that.
An earthquake was
but
coming.
But they don't know an earthquake is coming. That's the point. The point is nobody knows.
The point of the conversation was that people do know how to predict them. That was the premise. And
I don't think that was the premise. I think the premise was they're
Bean,
not...
Bean, you were telling the story. What was the premise?
You are correct, Ralph. Everything you are saying is correct.
And good night. Good night, Ralph. Sweet prince.
Are we going to bed now?
Yes.
That's a bummer.
I'm done. I'm exhausted.
Well, look, that's your job is to come in and fact check the rest of the show and
right?
then just go home.
It's reality check. I'm that guy with glasses on CNN. Good night. I don't think that's his official name, but...
So I was right.
That's what I'm saying,
okay.
Allie.
She yes. doesn't even know what she was saying.
I don't even remember
does,
what I said anymore.
She doesn't.
It was mad props.
Thanks, Ralph.
Thanks. Thank you.
Okay.
Speaking of insurance, here's more insurance news.
Yes.
You don't know her name. Audra McDonald.
Oh, yeah.
She's a very talented, multi-Tony Award-winning Broadway actress, but she's also been on television a bunch. She was in Private Practice, the Shonda Rhimes spinoff of Grey's Anatomy. You've seen her in a ton of things. Very talented, lovely lady. Anyway, she was in a Broadway musical called Shuffle Along, and she got pregnant. 45-year-old Audra got pregnant.
Okay.
Now, she's a big star, so they had her insured by Lloyd's of London. They took out two insurance policies that added up to $14 million in case she got sick or had an accident that would have to close the show.
That's what they told her, but what they really wanted was for her to not get that insurance.
Right.
Now you're confusing them.
Exactly.
Confusing even me. So she got pregnant, and the show closed after 100 performances. But Lloyd's will not pay up because they claim her pregnancy was not an illness or an accident, so they're not paying on the insurance.
See, this is what insurance companies do, is that they write it very, very specific language, and then they can get out of it almost all the time.
They're saying pregnancy is not a sickness, and it's not an accident.
Sons of bitches.
No
so does my mother.
Payoff. But the producers are saying, she's 45 years old.
Yeah.
She's premenopausal.
She was not expecting pregnancy.
It should be considered both an accident and an illness, they're saying. So now it's lawyer time, and they're going into court, and we'll have to see who wins. The big insurance companies that won't pay off on their earthquake policies first of all, because they know when the earthquakes are coming.
Sure.
Or some producer guy. So we'll see. So that's been your insurance update.
I'm Team Audra on this one, bro.
Right?
Absolutely.
Audra's up. That's my hashtag.
I like it.
See Audra, be Audra. Or whatever.
Audra Nation.
Audra Nation. Fly, Audra, fly. That's mine, I think. Today, celebrity birthdays. Shailene Woodley. Shailene Woodley is 25 years old today. Remember that song she sang about getting sunshine on her vagina? Remember that? Those were good times. Yeah.
I barely remember.
I remember.
That.
She
sunshine on my
vagina
makes me happy.
Seamless. Seamless edit right there.
Can't even tell.
It's crazy.
See, because she, her thing was she used to go outside with no pants, right? Because she enjoyed the feel of the
Not
sun
enjoy
on
the
butt.
Feel. It was for health.
Vitamin D.
Vitamins.
That's what it was, yeah.
She needed vitamins in her hoo-ha. And then she recorded that song. It's seamless. Mm-hmm. It's uncanny.
It really is.
He's like a master with a razor blade, just crafting that together. He's a fine sculptor. Like those butter sculptors you see at a fair.
How many times do you think he did that? Sitting there at home with a microphone going, my vagina.
50, 55 times.
Guys, I'm here.
There's a whole album full of outtakes and B-sides.
He's singing about his vagina.
Alt takes.
I dare you to find the edit. That is so clean.
Play it again.
All right, let's see if we can find the edit. Okay.
I don't think you're going to be able to.
All right, play it again. We'll see if we can do it.
We'll be the judge.
Yes.
Sunshine on my
vagina
makes me happy.
Yeah, I couldn't tell that time.
Not that time. No, I thought I had the first time, but I couldn't.
All right, couldn't tell.
Lily Aldridge, the model. She's 31 years old today. Chad Kroeger of Nickelback.
Yes.
Just saying.
Right.
He's on this list. He's 42. Johnny Lee Miller, 44. Sherlock Holmes, right? Right.
Right.
Elementary.
Right.
And rapper E-40 is 49. Not only a great rapper, but if you got like a squeak on your chair or something, you get a little of that E-40 and you just spray it on there, boom.
It might be WD-40.
Cleans it right up. Cleans it right up.
And not the same thing.
Nice and smooth. It adds lubrication.
Not the same thing.
E-40. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
So how did it occur to you? Why is this back on your radar, Kevin, about the Twitter emojis that the NFL teams have been using on social media this season?
Well, it's the emojis, but it's also the hashtag. When you put the hashtag on your tweet, then it adds the emoji to it.
Okay.
So each team had to pick a hashtag. Mm-hmm. And Chip and I were mouthing off back and forth over the weekend, and Chip sent hers. She's a Dolphins fan, which is fins up.
You mean the four wins in a row Miami Dolphins? Yes, fins up.
Wow, you're going to go that way.
Me.
Well, I think how good the team is a regular part of smack talking in sports.
It took everything the Cardinals had to beat the 49ers on a last-second field goal.
Right.
So hers is fins up. And I said, that's a dumb hashtag.
Mm-hmm.
Can we just stop right there?
Yes. Yeah.
Let's vote. I have no problem with fins up.
No.
At all. To me,
it's short for Dolphins, and it's also a motto they've used for years. It's not something new they came up with.
But it's fins up.
Right, but it's a dolphin.
It's a dolphin.
I understand the dolphin tie.
Oh, you know what it should have been?
What?
Right?
But you can just hashtag.
But you can't really spell it.
Like 14,
so it's too long.
All right, so you're mocking fins up, and then Chip comes back and says, what about your hashtag?
Well, I mean, my hashtag is worse. As an Arizona Cardinal, be red, see red.
So shut your goddamn mouth.
Right?
That's awful.
That's just stupid.
What does that even mean?
I agree it's awful.
What does it even mean? The uniforms are red, but...
That's it, Bean.
If you're red, you're angry. So be the anger is what it's saying. Be red, see red, right?
Or communism.
Communism.
Ooh, communism I didn't think of.
Yeah, well, it's Arizona.
So she said fins up, and then so I said fins up, and then she said be red, see red, and she won.
Yeah.
Until we saw this list, which is ranked... It has a ranking of all 32.
Okay.
And let's
interesting.
See. Let me look here. B Red, C Red is 26th out of 32.
All right. That's not great.
So it's terrible, but it's not at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
26th. And then 27th is Fins Up. Boom.
Well, they're
boom.
Wrong.
Well,
and they're
you certainly
drop,
win.
I guess.
I win by a lot. We're both terrible, and mine is just barely ahead of yours.
Who's the worst of all the hashtags?
The worst would be the Washington Redskins.
And what's their hashtag?
Hashtag HTTR.
Well, that makes sense. That's been their slogan for 50 years, Hail to the Redskins.
Right, but they don't say Hail to the Redskins. They just say HTTR.
Well, you've got
shorter.
Yeah, you got no room for the rest of your tweet if you spell
Mine's
out
B-red,
Hail to the Redskins.
C-red. They spelled it all out.
I'm so surprised HTTR is do you think that's a comment on the person who wrote the article on the use of the R word? Do you think that's what's going on here?
Oh, I don't know.
Criticizing it for that reason?
Yeah, I don't know. You want me to go through the list?
I would like to hear more, yes.
Okay, number one, the best one. What do you think the team is? And this is sort of funny because of the opposite nature of the team. Has the number one hashtag.
I think the best hashtag that I've seen on social media is Dave's Atlanta Falcons Rise Up. That, to me, is power and excitement. And to me, that's sports.
It's good.
It's great, yeah. Dave's, and they're Falcons, so they fly. I like that.
Dave's Atlanta Falcons Rise Up is number two.
Ah.
Number two.
Okay.
I respect that. Who's the best? Is it a...
Think in opposite terms of the team.
Well, the worst team in football is the Browns.
Dog pound.
Yeah.
They put number one.
Really?
Huh. Yes.
Are the Browns dogs? I mean, they are as
D-A-W-G,
players.
D-A-W-G.
Oh, yeah. Bean. They always say the dog pound.
The dog pound. Okay.
You know that. Bean, do it. Ooh, ooh.
The dog pound, the Cleveland. Boy, the Cleveland Browns can't catch a break on anything. They haven't won a game yet. And even in social media, they're the worst hashtag in the NFL.
No, they're the worst.
They're the best hashtag.
This is all they have.
Yeah, but this is the worst, though.
What? Oh, it's terrible, but they're the best, is what I'm saying. Oh. This list has...
Suggests that they like it. Okay,
yes,
gotcha.
And then Rise Up is second best.
All right, they're just being kind to them.
That's what I think. I think it's like, you know what? Let's give it to the Browns. They need something.
All right. So Dog Pound is the best. Rise Up is number two.
Right. Number three is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I have no idea what this is.
Talking about hashtags from the NFL, if you're
just joining. Is it pirate-related?
It's Siege the Day.
That's not a thing.
Siege the Day.
Siege. That's not a thing.
No. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Siege the Day?
Wait, that's worse than Be Red, See Red?
Little bit.
All right.
Yeah.
Might be.
Yeah.
All right.
That's third best.
Well, yes.
This is now null and void.
It says, this conjures up images of a city surrounded by an army with citizens forced to live in dugouts, straining their own pee to have water.
Okay,
that's
I'm done.
How they list it.
I'm out.
All right, number four is Go Packs Go. Or Go Pack Go, sorry.
Okay, now that's just a classic. I mean, that's something they've been saying forever, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
They just went with the thing that is already a thing instead of making up a new hashtag.
Minnesota Vikings is hashtag SKOL.
Like the
tobacco?
Like the chewing tobacco?
I think so.
What's it mean? How are they
using
it? All
this says is great for Vikings fans and chewing tobacco enthusiasts.
What can it possibly
mean?
That's
the fifth best, Bean.
Hold on. What is a skull?
SKOL.
Something the Vikings would say when they'd charge. Skull.
Go, skull, go. Yeah, doesn't make any sense.
Apparently it's a thing that Vikings say. Vikings say skull.
First of all, there aren't really Vikings anymore.
Oh, I beg to differ.
Okay.
I don't know.
Cincinnati Bengals, what do you think they have? They're number six.
Definitely Hooday.
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 Well done, Allie.
It's kind of the thing they do.
Right. They got Hooday and the Saints have Hoodat.
Yeah.
Number seven, Bean. Philadelphia Eagles?
Fly, Eagles, fly.
See, I don't know. I think I'd put that right up at first.
It's at least top three.
I think I would put that first.
Very traditional, very classic, and it makes sense.
All right, now we're moving into the middle tier, according to this list. The ones that aren't quite the top seven, but they're pretty good. The Carolina Panthers, keep pounding, which was my hashtag in college. Keep pounding. Number nine is a tie. It's the Jaguars and the Patriots and the Broncos and the Chargers and the Chiefs.
It's just the team name.
It's the team name.
Okay. Oh,
boring. Yeah,
so it's hashtag Jaguars, hashtag Patriots.
Boring.
Right, that's what I think. Having
Allie,
said that.
You're a Patriots fan. What would your hashtag be? What would you prefer instead of just hashtag Patriots?
Hashtag cheat.
How dare you?
You know, something like that?
Hashtag hoodie. Is there anything that comes to mind?
Hashtag hoodie.
Hashtag hoodie would be awesome.
That's amazing.
Number 14 is the Oakland Raiders. You can guess that one.
Raider Nation.
Mm-hmm. Raider Nation, right.
Yeah, got to be.
Number 15 is the Indianapolis Colts. Now, I'm not positive this shouldn't be lower. The Indianapolis Colts is just stupid. And I understand why it's for the shoe. I get that.
For
the shoe.
Like a horse.
It's a horseshoe.
Oh, because that's their
that's
symbol,
their logo,
right?
Yeah.
Oh, for the shoe. Got it.
For the shoe.
Dumb. That's dumb.
I mean,
that's
right.
Awful.
That should be right down. That's under fins up, right?
That's pretty bad.
Should be. And then you've got the 49ers. Go Niners.
Okay.
I mean, sort of boring, but all right. Yeah. Houston Texans. Now we're getting to the bottom tier.
Okay.
Of hashtags for NFL team. Houston Texans is We Are Texans.
Well, I mean, technically, I guess that's accurate.
This is more of a statement. Detroit Lions. If you haven't seen this list and you can guess, I'll give you $1 million, Bean.
No idea.
Rawr.
Detroit Lions would be One Pride.
I don't
See,
hate it.
Because you don't?
Yeah, Lions.
Yeah,
pride.
I know. I get the pride of Lions, but One Pride.
That's
what
all right.
What do you think? Like hashtag Simba?
Yeah, sure.
Allie, you should be writing new hashtags.
Thank
for these
you.
Teams.
New York Giants is Giants Pride.
Well, that's dumb.
Buffalo Bills.
Hold on a sec.
Yeah.
Lions makes sense because it's a pride
right.
of Lions.
Yes.
the Giants aren't in a pride.
I'm not positive the Giants knew that, and they just looked at the other one, and they went, yeah, let's do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do Giants pride. Buffalo Bills is go Bills.
Yeah.
Right? This is lazy.
Yeah.
Tennessee Titans?
Tell us.
If you haven't seen it, again, I'm going to give you $1 million.
No idea.
Tighten up.
My hashtag in college.
T-I-T-A-N.
Have you met Keep Pounding, Allie? Kevin, have you met Tighten Up?
New York Jets? Another dumb one. Jets up.
That's not a thing.
Jets up! It should be like soar or something.
Jets up!
S-O-A-R.
Jets up. That's it. Number 23 is the Los Angeles Rams.
Mm-hmm. Ram it.
Mob Squad.
Nope.
No.
Not a thing.
I'm telling you, it's a thing, and it's number 23 on the list.
Oh, come on.
Mob Squad.
All right, look. You live in Los Angeles. You've followed the Rams. You've seen the Rams and all their fans on social media. Have you seen hashtag Mob Squad one time?
I mean,
I don't think
except I think these were just given to the teams, or they just came up with them this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right? But that's we're 10 games in. Have you seen Mob Squad anywhere? I haven't.
No.
Well, I guess the mob is a group of Rams, so that's why it's that, but still dumb.
Still dumb.
It also could be used for Taylor Swift, and that's not cool.
All right, we're almost out of time here.
All right, 24 is Ravens Flock, the Baltimore Ravens. Ravens
maybe,
Flock.
Maybe Ravens travel in a flock? I don't know.
25 is Seattle Seahawks. 25th out of 32, not great. We Are 12.
Not a thing that people say or use.
We Are 12. Arizona Cardinals, 26. B Red, C Red. Stupid. Ugh. I'm a Cardinals fan. Stupid. Chips, Dolphins, what's fins up? Number 28 is Pittsburgh Steelers. Here we go.
That's so bad.
29 is the New Orleans Saints with Saints 50.
Well, that's only
Saints
good for
50.
A year.
It's only good for this year, right?
It's their 50th anniversary of the team, right?
And you were saying they can't use who, dat, why?
Because the NFL tried to trademark it and were denied. So they don't own it, so they don't use it. And that's the thing, like in Cincinnati with Houdet, that's the thing that everyone in New Orleans says about Saints, but the NFL couldn't own it, so they're not using it. So they went with Saints 50, which is appropriate for this year, but it's not going to help them going forward.
Number 30, there's only three more. Number 30 is the only thing worse than having your nickname as your hashtag, your entire team is your hashtag. So it's Dallas Cowboys.
Well, that's dumb.
Dumb, right?
Just be Cowboys. Cowboy up something.
Cowboy up, right.
Number 31, Chicago Bears. Feed the bear.
And
why
not,
feed?
Not bear down?
Feed the bears. Bean, feed the bears.
Bear down.
No,
or
no.
Just the bears.
Listen
why
to me.
Feed
the bears.
Why are we feeding them?
I'm not positive. I didn't come up with it.
Okay.
And in last place, as we mentioned, the Washington Redskins, HTTR.
All right. So you've given all football fans something to consider today, whether they're happy with their hashtag.
So
or
Bean
not.
Is in the bottom group with his Seahawks. I'm in the bottom group with my Cardinals, and Chip is in the bottom group with their Dolphins.
Right.
So we're all bad, and those are the hashtags. Just after 7 o'clock this morning, your chance to win tickets to the sold-out K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2016.
Night number one this morning for us, right?
Yep.
The Blink-182 night. It's going to be awesome. Hey, two things we know about the Sunshine State, Florida. One is...
Florida's our most penis-shaped state.
Right?
That's
no one
true.
Can disagree with that.
Right.
Number two is the craziest stuff happens down there. And that's why we present once again for you, What's Up with Florida.
You goddamn people in Florida! You bunch of bastards!
Florida, Florida, Florida.
What's up with Florida?
You always have the craziest news.
I am constantly amazed and confused and have more questions than answers whenever I read a news story out of Florida like this one. A 56-year-old man named Brian Adams, of all things, no relation, by the way. He lives in Green Cove Springs, Florida. He pled guilty this past Monday to theft of government property and aggravated identity theft. Whose identity did he steal? Well, his mom's, you guys. She died, and so that he could continue collecting her Social Security, he buried her in his backyard.
Oh.
That doesn't seem ideal.
Well, I mean, I'm wondering why there aren't additional charges beyond theft of government property and aggravated identity theft. How about burying your mother in the backyard? It's not possible that that's legal, is it?
How about bad burying site?
Right.
Felony.
I just feel like
you should be required to, I don't know, let somebody know if mom dies. Clearly there's fraud involved, and clearly that's why he did it. He wanted to keep receiving her Social Security check. But doesn't it seem like there should be some sort of additional charge for this?
Well, I think you can bury people, like, on your own property.
I don't think that's true.
Really?
Maybe it's true in some states and not others.
No.
Adams told investigators he'd used his mother's name in Social Security and pension payment checks and transferred $35,345 between her accounts, which he then used himself. So imagine, by the way, the thought process of Mr. Adams when his poor old mom died and he's at home. He's thinking, all right, nobody knows about this. I bet I can get away with just burying her and pretending she's still alive.
And when you think about it that way, who is going to ever know?
Right.
If you don't report that she's dead, I would think he could get away with it if it weren't for those meddling
Forever.
Kids.
It must have been those meddling kids. A South Florida woman is in the news. Oh, I love this story. We actually talked about this actual incident last year. Dr. Mark Schreiber, actually he wasn't a doctor. He pretended to be a doctor. He's the guy, Kevin, you may remember, who was arrested last year because he did a penis replacement surgery for a guy, a penis injection to make a guy's penis bigger.
Right.
And he wasn't a doctor.
Oh.
All right. So he is already in jail, but they have been looking all this time for his assistant who was pretending to be a nurse. I think she's actually a hairstylist. Her name is Neri Caravelle.
This story has all goodness.
49 years old. She just got arrested this past week. She was returning from Columbia. She was on the watch list, and she was taken into custody at Miami International. This patient had gone to this couple who were working out of a hotel for butt injections and facial treatments.
Oh, no.
And it went so well that he then came back for a penis enlargement, and they injected an unknown substance to make his penis bigger. Well, it didn't work out all that well. His penis retracted so far that it protruded less than 1 inch from his body.
Oh, my God.
He also had no sensation in his penis. He woke up, and forgive me for telling you this time of day, he woke up in the morning after surgery to find his penis soaking in bloody bandages.
Oh, right. Penis. Seriously.
The fake doctor told him the bleeding was normal and instructed him to just put two sticks on either side, wrap it up, and keep it straight. So,
like a splint? Are you supposed to do
his
own splint?
Splint your penis.
Tiny little one-inch splint?
So the doctor is in jail.
Little splint.
And now they have captured the nurse, and she is also going to jail.
But at some point, do you also put the person who went to a hotel room get that job?
Well, come
put
on.
Them in jail with them.
Yeah.
Well,
that's Darwinism right there.
Maybe they're not making the best choices.
Seriously.
Here's a curious case out of McIntosh, Florida. One man was arrested. Another is still at large after an armed robbery of a Dollar General store in Marion County. It looked like a pretty professional job. The guys get into the dollar store. By the way, a dollar store.
Right?
Would not be my choice.
What's the most you can make? Like 29 bucks?
Not be my choice of a place to rob. So they show up, and it seems like they kind of had it together. They were wearing dark clothing and masks. They had handguns. They demanded money from the two employees, threatened to kill them. They actually tied them up with duct tape, their hands and feet, took their cell phones away so they couldn't call for help, and fled with the cash. Well, somehow, one of the guys has not been found. The other one has been found in his vehicle about 300 yards from the Dollar General. 19-year-old Trankale Lamont Fort was in the front seat. Now, he's just robbed this dollar store. He's 300 yards away. Police find him at the scene.
You think that's a safe distance, right?
He's naked.
Wait, what?
He's naked. He's sweating profusely.
Sure. Right?
And he had vomited on himself.
Wow.
Clothing was found in and around and near Fort's vehicle that matched the clothing worn during the armed robbery. Apparently, he said that he had felt ill from taking a Xanax, so he had pulled over on the shoulder of the road to rest. Now, when did he take the Xanax, and how was he not able to get more than a few steps away from the store before he had to pull over? Was he fine during the robbery, and then when he got in the car, he was like, oh, man, I'm not feeling so good. I got to take all my clothes off and vomit.
I know that there is a certain amount of time that it takes for it to get into your system, mm-hmm. so maybe mm-hmm. he took it before to calm himself down.
And maybe he took 20.
Before...
because that hit hard.
And maybe once the robbery was committed, and then after the adrenaline wore off, like immediately as he walked out, maybe it just started to hit him
then
hard
the
50 or something
Xanax
like that.
That he took hit him.
Right. He's being charged with robbery with a firearm, two counts of kidnapping, false imprisonment, possession of a weapon, and hopefully being a dumbass, which I think we could add to almost all of these stories.
Agreed.
And finally, I just want to do a very quick update. We didn't have a chance to talk about it on the show last week, but everybody, I think, who has the internet saw that senior living community in Florida that was attacked by the squirrel. Remember the squirrel went on a rampage? Started jumping on people and biting people. They had to call 911. I mean, it was just pandemonium and panic. Well, that happened last week. And how does it happen that a squirrel comes in and starts attacking old people? That happened last week. Well, this a few days after that, at the end of last week, they think the same squirrel got back into the senior center.
Sure.
And attacked again.
Once you get a taste of blood, that's what they say.
Is that what they say?
Yep.
Squirrel. About squirrels?
About squirrels. Yep.
911 was called again. A mid-80s female had fallen and had sustained a squirrel bite. Listen to this. And how much would you pay for a security camera of this? A staff member at the old folks' home pulled out a BB gun and shot and killed the squirrel.
Why did a staff... Oh, because of the squirrels, maybe.
Maybe so.
Why would they be carrying around BB guns?
Like
BB
gun. Big holster?
Maybe that's how they keep the old people in check.
Oh, no.
It's not dinner time yet. That's my shot. That's my BB gun shot sound effect.
A, I hope you're right. I hope that's true.
No, I hope you're not right.
But B, can you imagine what a baller this guy is to be able to shoot with a BB gun a squirrel who's in the process of attacking patients? I mean, that's got to be a tough shot, I would think. That's not just a target on a wall, guys. That's a moving
squirrel.
That's
true. That is true.
So anyway, the squirrel is down, and it does seem like, hopefully now they're safe at the old folks' home, but we'll keep you posted. Look, that squirrel, there's no way that squirrel didn't brag about the first time he went in there,
right,
beat up some old people,
sure,
and got away with it. I wouldn't be surprised if he's got some other squirrels as backup that we're going to see in the news in the weeks to come down in Denton, Florida. We'll keep you posted, and this has been What's Up with Florida.
Florida, 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 what's up with Florida?
By the way, there are lots of ways to reach out to the Kevin and Bean Show. We always enjoyed hearing from you on the Kevin and Bean Facebook page or on the Kevin and Bean Instagram account or the Kevin and Bean Twitter account. You can always email us. That seems pretty old school these days, but people still do it from time to time. Or if you've got a brilliant idea that just can't wait, why not leave a message on the Kevin and Bean voicemail line? It's our Afro line at 323-520-AFRO 24/7. We listen to them. We hear them all. What are people talking about today?
Well, Dave the King of Mexico, or now Dave the King of Canada.
Dave Johnson.
Dave Johnson, mm-hmm, right. Put up a picture of his dog pooping. And that's getting a little response.
Please keep Dave off the show from now on. He's stupid, and he's really annoying.
Yes.
And he's not funny, stupid, or entertaining, stupid, just stupid.
Yes. Look, I love Dave. We boys, okay? But he crossed the line there when he started putting pictures of Rhonda Ruffy up pooping.
It could be worse.
It could be worse. It could be a picture of Dave pooping.
It's a very good point.
Right?
Yeah. I like that glass half full mentality.
So maybe count our blessings?
Yeah.
We were talking about Chuck E. Cheese for a while because Ralph still loves to go there. And Will, after his daughter, is no longer interested because he loves those goddamn tickets. He loves them so much. And that's what this call's about.
Ralph's right. Chuck E. Cheese rules. Next singles party at Chuck E. Cheese, right? K-Rock singles party at Chuck E. Cheese. Or breakfast with? Can you imagine a breakfast with at Chuck E. Cheese? Like breakfast with No Doubt, and then they get on the stage with Chuck E. Cheese and sing? Come on, guys, make it happen.
That's a great idea, right?
I don't hate it. I don't hate it.
Hey, guys in No Doubt, look, I know you're not together right now, but it's worth it. Chuck E. Cheese.
Right.
And they'd be right in. The Zero Club has become a thing.
Oh, yeah, it has.
Your car gets distance to empty, 0 miles. And people are doing this like crazy, mm-hmm, and it's very surprising to me because it seems stupid.
Sure.
It's how I live my life.
These are your people, Kevin. What do you mean it seems stupid?
But if I had a choice in the matter, I wouldn't live my life this way. I just don't.
You know that you do have a choice,
but I don't. But, I mean, people say that, but I don't.
Okay.
I'm very limited.
Okay.
Just for all the idiots that are participating in that 0 mile club, if you're purposely doing it, then you're purposely messing up your gas pump. When you're wondering why your gas pump failed, you can thank the 0 mile club and your stupid self.
Look, a lot of people trying to rain on your parade, Kevin, but
right?
I say keep doing what you're doing because it's working for you.
This one goes out to the Zero Club. I pledge allegiance to the club of the United Shows of K-Rock and to the radios for which we stand. 1-0 Club under Kev Dog.
Oh, look at that.
Wow.
Really put some thought into that one.
Kevin, God damn it. Why are you smart now? I'm going to put it like Kanye West. I miss the old Kevin, the dumbest Kevin, the one that doesn't know when to quit, Kevin. Stop.
I feel like I've already stopped, right?
I mean, like you've stopped.
That was sort of the thing that just passed.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Now I'm back.
I think, look, you're leading movements now. That's
right.
What we've learned about Kevin.
And
you know,
I'm a movement leader.
International movements. These are not just happening, you know, all willy-nilly.
Oh, there's
in
one, there's some
Southern
in
California.
Australia. There's one in Brazil.
Yes.
This is insanity.
It really is.
I mean, people are looking at Kevin with the Zero Club and with voting for comedy, and
yes.
People are just doing it all, man. You could say anything at this point.
Kevin 2020 is what I'm saying.
You could shoot a guy in the face on Fifth Avenue and
right.
People still follow you.
That's correct.
Bean, how dare you taint the beloved Marine Corps birthday with that goddamn Edmund Fitzgerald song. Gordon Lightfoot is just a bag full of douche, and so are you for subjecting us all to it. I hope you die however he dies in the same day so we can all celebrate it.
That is extra hurtful, sir.
Wow.
That's a little rough. We've been doing a Trump date, you know, maybe once or twice a week for a while.
He's
right back.
The guy you love to hate. It's time for the Trump date. Is it still funny? Do you see what you did?
It's for some people, it's not funny yet. No, it's not.
Will it be?
Yeah,
not,
it's
not
probably
for a while.
Not for
at some point, it'll
like 20
funny.
Years from now,
maybe.
Oh man, you guys gotta stop playing that Allie moaning song.
I agree.
It's hard to drive with this boner.
Oh dear. Oh dear. Oh god.
But no hands. You can look at it that way. No hands.
Oh, no.
Now, full disclosure, I normally hate the Allie moaning bit.
Me too.
But that one time when she's doing it with the turtle,
yeah,
got me going pretty good, if you know what I mean.
Bean, no. Play the turtle. Though this is an actual sound effect of a turtle having sex.
Wow,
that's real.
Uh-huh.
It's a it's a turtle, and it does sound like he's
wow.
saying "wow."
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh yeah. Oh
jeez.
Wow. Oh.
Wow.
Oh God. Oh.
Wow.
Oh. Gaga.
Wow.
Hmm. Oh.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh.
Wow.
Smell it. I mean.
Right?
Do we need that?
Not only do we need that.
Hey, Kevin Bean. Yeah, it's like it's been kind of a rough day because of the election and whatnot. But listening to Allie have sex with the turtle has definitely cheered me up. So, yeah. Giggity.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
In case people aren't familiar with
it. I feel like we just heard it.
Wow.
Oh, God. Oh.
Wow.
Oh.
Wow.
Mm. Oh.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh.
Wow.
Smell it.
Oh, yeah. Sexy lady. That's my type right there.
Right?
Wow.
And one last one.
Hey, guys. I think we need to hear the ultimate threesome with Allie, Beer Mug, and the turtle.
Oh,
hit
no.
It, Steve.
Oh, no.
Oh,
no.
Oh,
yeah.
Steve.
Oh, God.
Oh. Oh, God.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's good there.
Smell it.
Hey, a good dog there.
Standing
323-520-AFRO, 24 hours a day. And it is 6:52, right?
Tuesday morning. Tuesday morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. By the way, the election was a week ago today, you guys. And I saw Hillary Clinton on TV last night. And it was so weird seeing her. It was like looking at an expired lottery ticket. You know what I mean? It seemed so long ago and so pointless.
Great example.
He knows how to make everything better. No,
I'm just
Bean's
saying.
Talent.
I'm just saying.
You give him lemons? Straight lemonade. That's Bean.
That's him.
Uh-huh.
And it's sweet.
Eternal optimist.
Oh, it's delicious.
It's
some delicious
Always
lemonade.
Looking on the bright side of life.
That's what we love about him.
Just say it. It's right. Amazing how different history is and how fast fortunes change. And it could have been one thing, and it's another. It's a completely different thing. It's like the trajectory of the whole world.
Again, cheering us all up. Good work.
A week ago today. A lot of people, including a lot of our listeners, are very happy about the change.
Correct.
It's amazing how different history is. Mm-hmm. Different than what? Being history different is different than
because what it could have been. Yes, because I'm just saying how much has the world changed in 7 days? That's all I'm saying. Compare where you're at and what's in your head and what's going on and what the future is now versus a week ago. It's a remarkable change. That's all. Just think. I was just being thinky, you guys.
Yeah,
I'm
don't
sorry.
Be thinky. Mm.
All right, I'm sorry.
Thinky. You and by the way, thinky involves not speaking necessarily.
Yeah, more thinky, less talky.
Yes, agree.
This is what we're saying.
Agree.
6:54. Time for Ralph and the Showbiz Beat. What's going on,
Kevin? I'm sorry.
What?
Why? I was pulling for you. What? I thought this was your year, man.
Did I lose something?
Yeah.
What?
People Magazine has just announced their sexiest man alive.
It's not Kevin.
No. Mm.
That's ridiculous.
They already gave me a heads up.
It's rigged. This whole system is rigged.
It is rigged.
Can I guess?
Went to The Rock. No, I guess you can't guess.
The Rock.
I just said who it went to. Sorry, I'm
guessing The Rock.
Not paying attention to you as I moved forward with the story. I apologize.
Is it Bradley Cooper?
No.
Is
anyone
it Brad
else?
Pitt?
Anyone else want to get? Nope. Not Brad Pitt. Not Jesus.
Huh.
Though Jesus is pretty sexy, right?
Right.
Oh, that hair.
That gown he wears.
Right.
Very form fitting.
I think The Rock is a good choice.
Sure.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Everyone loves that dude.
Everyone loves him. I can't help but think, and I would never accuse People Magazine of pandering or tying themselves into promotional services.
That's
in any
sort of
way.
All they do.
Oh, that's right.
Right.
Yeah. He does have Moana, the big Disney film Moana, opening up in a matter of weeks, days, hours. And
The Rock is in about every third movie, right? Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, just saying.
Right.
Not that there's any collusion going on, or there's any connection between the fact that he was anointed the world's sexiest man, and he's got a movie that comes out this month. But congratulations to Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
It's good to see him get something good in his
finally,
life.
Finally, right?
Such a tough time, tough go of it.
With all that, all of his ugliness,
right?
Flabbiness, and lack of talent and success.
Exactly.
Being so poor.
Right. Oh, wait a minute. He's the world's highest paid actor.
Oh, that's right. And, by the way, am I wrong about this?
Nope.
I'm
going to say yes.
Won a national championship in college football with the Florida Gators as well, if I recall correctly.
That's your go-to?
No, I'm saying on top of everything else, he's also incredibly accomplished in a completely different area.
Do you know how many dudes have been on teams that have won national championships? That just then, that's it? Their life is boom?
That also become the sexiest man alive and the highest paid movie star in the world?
I'm saying those are the big ones. Those are the bold lettered ones. Not the national championship.
Dave's telling me it was Miami as well.
Miami,
yeah,
I apologize.
Like Miami.
I knew it was something
I'm just
in Florida,
saying, why don't you say less?
My point is,
you
he's incredibly accomplished.
You could think
so much
things.
Talky, so little thinky.
You could think things and then not let them escape.
Put him in the cage.
Right?
Right?
And on top of all that, he won the spelling bee in sixth grade.
That's right.
Right?
Did you know he was potty trained at a year and a half? No more poopy in the diapers.
So it's not an accomplishment. It's not an accomplishment at all.
It is an accomplishment.
It is, but not even
worth mentioning. It pales compared to everything else he's done with his life. Everything else.
That was my point, though.
Your point was like, oh, it's amazing. He also won a championship.
On top of all the things that people regularly think about.
That's not on top. That is not on top. All the other things are on top of that. The championship is not on top of anything.
The championship's
on the bottom.
What we're saying is Ralph listed A, and then you went right with F. In importance.
Okay. Just saying.
That's the problem. We know you're just saying.
We're saying stop saying.
Right.
Yeah, but still.
But still.
Hey, Taylor Swift has made a big, bold announcement.
Tell me.
She's announced that her next album is going to be all R&B and hip-hop. She's going for edgy material, she says, which will be more urban.
Oh,
finally.
Geez.
Finally, she gets to really address her roots.
Yeah.
To what her strength is.
She exudes urban. Oh, that's what you think when you see her.
She is so thug life, right? She's now, toast street.
Is she saying this, or is this people interpreting that because she's in the studio with Drake? Because I feel like a lot of it is other people saying that's what's going to happen. I mean, is there a statement from T-Swizzle, I guess is my question.
Just ignore him. Keep going.
Just ask him for clarification.
Keep going.
This is from a source on the Taylor Swift team.
Unnamed?
Yeah, unnamed.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm.
Source close to Taylor. Okay.
Lie.
And your cats aren't that cute.
Right. Hey. Talking to Bean is like talking to someone on the internet, like in a political discussion on Twitter, where if you give them a fact, they'll just be, oh, that lie? Again, just deny. You don't have to have a conversation, just deny everything.
Bean's a contrarian.
Look, I'm fine with it being true. I just want to...
Are you
I'm
not?
Just,
really?
Just
you're
checking
not
the source.
Fine with it. Are you fine
true.
With that? Do you want an album full of Taylor Swift's urban hip-hop sounds?
Whatever Taylor wants to put out, I'm excited to hear. Look, Bad Blood with Kendrick Lamar on it was a great, great song and a huge number one record. And I love it.
Apparently that is the...
if there's more like that, I'm in.
That is the reason she's decided that's going to be her new wheelhouse, because that was a very successful song for her. And so now she's going to be Thug Life. She's
well,
joining.
No you look no at her and you think Thug Life.
And unnamed source says she's joining Wu-Tang.
Oh.
Wow.
So, we met Wu-Tang, remember?
We did.
Kevin and I met the manager of Wu-Tang.
Really?
Yes, in
a
Vegas.
Manager or owner? She said she was the owner.
The owner of Wu-Tang.
She said, I own Wu-Tang.
First she said, I am Wu-Tang.
She said, I am Wu-Tang, right.
Right, and we were like, we've seen Wu-Tang. Yeah. You look like Wu-Tang.
And she was straight crazy. And yes. We were a little drunk at the time. Uh-huh. And we were like, I was looking at Ralph. Ralph was looking at me like, what's going on right now?
And she was insisting to come on the air.
Yes, I want to go on the air and talk about it.
Right. And then Kevin engaged her, and I just looked down. And I just
because I love crazy
I started
people.
Doing yeah. fake writing yeah. on my paperwork, trying just to quickly.
By the way,
to become invisible.
You were on
possible.
One side doing fake writing. Dave the Kick of Mexico was on the other side doing fake writing, and yes. I was locked in because that's my people right
yeah,
there.
Kevin loves the crazy.
I love crazy.
And lastly, Aerosmith is saying goodbye. They're on their farewell tour.
Those words don't mean anything anymore.
Mm-mm. That's true. They announced that their current run of shows in 2017 that are upcoming. Will be their final trip, at least to Europe, if not the world. They've got a bunch of European dates coming up. Tel Aviv, Israel, then Russia, Germany, Poland, Denmark, and other European cities before wrapping up with a stadium show in Switzerland.
This is it. I mean, this is really it. This is the final curtain call. And when I say this is it, it really means this is it.
The tour has been called. Anyone?
This is it?
No.
Oh.
Aerosmith's? Final tour, Aerovidurchi.
No! I support it.
It's not, is it?
Aerovidurchi.
I love it.
Don't
love it.
It
so much.
I will go.
Hate
That's
it.
Awesome.
Love it.
Today's celebrity birthday is Shailene Woodley. 25 years old today. Lily Aldridge is 31 years old. Chad Kroeger turns 42. And Johnny Lee Miller, very talented actor. You know him from... Dexter, and also Elementary. And also Trainspotting. You know, Trainspotting 2 is coming. Have you seen the trailer for Trainspotting 2? Oh, that's amazing. Can't wait to see those guys back together again. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. We've got your ticket for the sold-out K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2016. This is Night 1, which is Blink 182, Kings of Leon, Jimmy Eat World, AFI, M83, X Ambassadors, Group Love, and the Strumbellas. If you would like to see that, you can call now. You're going to have to play a game, 1-800-520-1067. You call now. We'll play next.
Hey!
Well, that leads right into this game nicely, since that's the band playing Night 2.
Oh.
And we're giving away tickets for Night 1.
Right.
Look, it is, you can't go wrong with either night that you
Agreed.
Win tickets for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2016. It is the most wonderful time of the year when some of our brightest stars show up for one night only and put an unbelievable show together. You'll never see Blink 182, Kings of Leon, Jimmy Eat World, AFI, M83, X Ambassadors, Group Love of the Strumbellas in one place at one time ever again. And we want to give away some tickets to you right now at 1-800-520-1067. If you want to go, you will suffer for that because we're playing a little game that we like to call Omaroki.
Omaroki as a singer, Omar's really lame.
So we wish you luck, because he sucks. If you guess, you win the game.
DJ Omar Khan joins us in studio, djomarkhan.com. If you've got any holiday parties coming up and you want him to play music for you and not to sing, you should go to his website and set him up. How are you, O?
Good, man. I'll get naked for you.
By the way, I've... What?
Nothing.
I've had Omar work parties that I've thrown before, and he is fantastic.
And he's a DJ naked.
Uh-huh. You
do. He does. I assist on it.
As good as Omar is behind the ones and twos,
I'm a better singer, guys.
Is how bad he is at singing. Now, here's the problem we always run into when we do Omarogi. You've heard these songs before, right, O?
Yeah.
You're familiar with the music that we play on. Okay.
Absolutely.
Why doesn't your version of these songs sound anything like the records?
They sound identical, if not better.
Okay.
Not better, okay.
Kevin, you want to explain how the game is played?
Omar's going to sing one of the songs from one of the bands on night one. All you have to do is tell us.
Wait, we're doing night one?
You're so funny. All you have to do is tell us which band and which song. You have to identify the band and song from the song that Omar sings.
Okay.
Now, so that's almost impossible.
Yeah, it is. Title and artist. Hopefully you're good with lyrics, because the melody will not help you once you hear Omar. Who's our first contestant, please?
Let's start with Rudy in Orange. Hi, Rudy.
Hey, guys. Beer Mike the Tool.
Correct. Correct on that. All right. Omar is going to sing. Give us the title and artist of this song. You go into the drawing to win the tickets for night one. Good luck.
Late night. Come home. Work sucks. I know. She left me roses by the stairs. Surprise me. Let me know she cares.
Or say something like that.
Go. I will not go. That's Blink 182.
Mm-hmm.
And the name of it?
Go.
Name of
the
song?
Oh, my God, I had it. All the small things.
Yes.
Late
night, nicely done.
Come home.
You don't get to sing
it's
with the
good.
Song
I'm
like
pretty,
it's the
I'm
same.
I'm pretty good.
It wasn't
all right,
bad.
I'm pretty awesome.
Let's go to Steve in Azusa. Hi, Steve.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Welcome to Omarogi.
You're not the Steve that works here, are you?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Yeah, because you wouldn't be allowed to win.
Right. Yeah, I just want to make sure.
Plus, where the hell are you?
Here we go.
Waiting in the car. Waiting for a ride in the dark. The night city grows. Look and see her eyes, they glow.
What is that voice?
Steve,
Before we go to you, I'm going to tell you that I would not have gotten this.
Ay-ay-ay.
Good luck.
Amity Midnight City?
Boom!
Yes!
Listen to the clip.
What? Oh.
Uh-huh, exactly, bitches.
Wow.
Suck it!
Steve and Omar on the same page. Well done, you guys.
It was the voice that threw me off. I couldn't figure out what was going on.
He nailed it.
Let's go to Eric in the Calabasas. Hi, Eric.
Hey, that last guy deserves a win.
Agreed.
That was pretty impressive, I'll tell you. All right. Omar is singing for you a song from one of the bands on night one of the Caracomas Christmas 2016. Just tell us what it is by title and artist. Good luck, Eric.
Let's do it.
With just a look. They shook, and heavens bowed before him. Simply a look can break your heart.
Eric?
It's going to be Kings of Leon.
Mm. That's AFI Miss Murder.
All right. Thank you, Eric. Appreciate the call.
That one not as close as the last
Maybe
one.
Maybe not.
Yeah. Let's go to Angela in Long Beach. Hi, Angela. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome to Omarogi. I'm sorry for what's about to happen to you. Good luck.
Okay, thanks.
Is it a shock to you, what you're about to say?
You don't remember that,
no?
He doesn't remember. Hold on. Hey! You know they're all the same. You know you're doing better on your own. So don't buy in. Live right now. Yeah, just be yourself. It doesn't matter if it's good enough for someone else.
That's fine. Thank you very much. Angela, please spare us. What song is that?
That's The Middle by Jimmy Eat World.
Yes, it is.
All right, we got time for a...
You didn't remember that one.
I didn't remember that
was a 100% miss.
Do we have time for one more? What do you think?
Let's do Robert in Alhambra. Hi, Robert.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thanks. Good luck.
Thank you. I'm going to need it.
Yes, you are.
Soft.
Oh, soft lips are open, then knuckles are pale. Feels like you're dying. You're dying. Oh!
Okay. All right. Thank you, Al. Right. Thank you, Al. I do feel like I'm dying. I know. Oh.
All right. It's painful.
Robert, what do you think there, buddy?
M83.
Oh, come on.
Sorry, that was
it's
Kings
so
of Leon.
Open.
Nothing like that. Nothing like that. No more. Angela, Steve, and Rudy, though, were all able to get past you, Omar. They're all in the drawing for night number one of the K-Rock Almost Scoots Christmas 2016. Miss Allie McKay, there's just one winner. Who is that, please?
The winner is Steve.
He's the guy that deserved it.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Congratulations, Steve. You got tickets to night number one, and thanks for playing the game.
Maroki, that's our game, and how much fun we had. Now you know that I didn't lie when I told you he was pretty bad.
Are you prepared to listen to Dave talk about the Clippers like this for the next 6 months, Kevin?
I'm not going to jinx it.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me.
Really? As a Lakers fan, it's not hard for you to see how good the Clippers are this
season?
Nope.
It'll start bothering me about, let's see, 7 or 8 championships in. That's when I'll start getting bothered by that.
So even this year, if the Clippers go all the way or close,
good
and, the Lakers don't make the playoffs, it still won't make you feel bad.
Yeah, it's kind of cute.
Okay. Hey, speaking of Dave, the King of Mexico, now known as Dave Johnson, the King of Canada in the new administration, he brought up an interesting story yesterday. I think it's going to be interesting. We'll find out if you have stories to compare to what happened to Dave's friend.
Yes. Well, my friend went to the UK on business, but I guess she didn't get the right visa for it. So
she was going over there to work, you mean? Or?
Yeah. Okay. She was at work and slash, you know, see the UK or visit it or whatever. But
don't you get the idea that England would be pretty simple?
Yeah, that's what I thought,
too. From here,
you would think.
You'd think it'd be a pretty easy way to go.
Yeah, apparently not. She arrives. They ask her, you know, why are you coming to this country? She says business. She said, for how long? 30 days. They go, ooh, that's a flag. That's way too long.
Okay.
Detain her.
So that's it. The point that they have rules where you can only stay for so long in business, I guess. And it's not 30 days. Okay.
Yeah, I guess. I guess that's way too long.
All right.
Detain her. Hold her for over 24 hours.
Wow.
At the airport?
At the airport in customs.
But the airport in customs is so comfortable. So that's cool.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Questioned her. She did not sleep at all. And then put her on her plane and send her right back home. Denied.
Denied
entry into London, foggy London town.
Let me ask you this, and maybe you don't know the answer to this, but could she have, if they say 30 days is too long, could she have said, okay, how about if I stay for 21 days, or how about if I stay for 14 days?
Yeah, they're all about negotiating.
No, but I'm asking if the flag was, hey, you can't stay for a month, maybe if she were there for less time, they would let her into the country. If she agreed to leave.
That I do not know.
Was it a one-way ticket?
It was not a one-way ticket. It was round trip.
That's bizarre.
Boom. Send her right back home. Get out of here.
That is weird. To get put right back on a plane. Did they ask her if she knew you?
No, they did not.
Maybe that's okay.
What did she do for 24 hours in the airport when she wasn't being interrogated?
Party.
Sit. Just sit
and wait.
By herself.
Oh.
And what
moved,
is
She got
it?
Moved around.
She was in solitary.
Yeah. She got moved around from, you know, room to room, talking to different people. Trying to confirm and corroborate her story.
What on earth were
she
they?
She did. And
what
then,
were, th- what they, were they fearing? What were they suspecting?
I don't know. And she's a graphic designer. It's not like she's a...
I'm just here to make bombs. It wasn't one of those
exactly.
kinds of things.
That's so bizarre.
That is crazy.
Did they blare loud music at her every once in a while when she, just before she fell asleep and then waterboard her?
Welcome to Easy Street. There's that one all day.
Well, you guys remember when that guy, the Tom Hanks movie about the guy who got stuck in the airport? Remember
yes.
he couldn't leave?
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't leave the country and he couldn't leave the airport. That was based on a real story of a guy who actually lived in an airport for a long time. I mean, there are weird things where you are kind of stuck in between stations.
Yeah, I don't think it happens a lot, though.
No, I don't think so either.
But what's it like?
So what is it like? So the topic is what, Dave? The topic is you were denied access to a country?
Denied.
Is that what we're looking
That's
for here?
That's the topic. Because remember when we sent Lightning to get the Christmas tree and Gil went with him?
All right. Stop right there.
Okay.
Because very few people alive today know what you're talking about. We used to do a thing where we used to send Lightning, who used to work on the show, to a very distant point to buy a tree and bring it all the way back so that we could bring it up on stage on Acoustic Christmas. We sent him up to North Pole, Alaska, remember? We sent him, and the time you're talking about, we were sending him into deepest, darkest Nova Scotia.
Right.
Because we wanted him to go like 5,000 miles to get us a Christmas tree that we really could have just gotten in Burbank. All right, so he's going along with a ragtag group of friends and
all of our crazy people though. It was Sam, the Armenian comedian.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, it was a group of those people. And they got to the border of Canada, and Canada said, "Oh, your name is Gil? Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've got you on a list here as a felon. You can't come in."
Oh, no.
And they wouldn't allow him into Canada, of all places. So what did we do? We left him in, where was it, New York? I think we just dropped him off just south of the border in a little town and said, "You wait here. We'll be right back." And then they drove up to Nova Scotia and came back down and got him.
I think Canada's pretty serious about not letting felons in. I think that's a thing that they have and
well,
that they
do. Well, it clearly is, but it was a little surprising.
All right, so 1-800-520-1067. Why don't we talk to, real quick, let's talk to Greg. He's in HB. He's given us a call. He's got experience in this. Greg, your brother ended up being kicked out of a country or not allowed in the country?
Yeah, what happened is my brother is really religious, and he decided that he was going to go and live in Israel for the rest of his life.
Mm-hmm.
And my other brother works for an airline, and he warned him. He said, "Look, if you're going to do that, don't buy a one-way ticket there. You got to buy a two-way ticket." He goes, "Because that they won't like that." Well, my brother didn't listen to him, bought a one-way ticket into Israel. They detained him at the airport, did a full body search, everything, stripped him.
Yeah,
that's everything.
That's the country that you don't necessarily want to go to without everything in order because they take it seriously.
Oh, very seriously.
They're surrounded on all sides by enemies, so when you show up there, they're looking for problems.
Absolutely. So they let him go, and they said that you could stay there for a week, but after a week, he still tried to live around there. They hunted him down, threw him in jail, and then bought him an airplane ticket out of there. So you're out. They handcuffed him to the airport, threw him on a plane, and
that's so much worse than Dave's friend who was just trying to work for 30 days. He wanted to live the rest of his life there.
How about your other brother just being like, "Told you," right?
Oh, yeah, no, it's still a family joke to this day. Say, "Hey, want to go to Israel?"
That's awesome. That's truly awesome.
So, real quickly, so your brother he gets sent back to America at some other point. Did he try again to move to Israel or no?
Oh, no. I think at that point he learned his lesson. And
he was over it. After spending a couple nights in jail, he was kind of over Israel, I guess.
I got to tell you guys, Israel wasn't that fun. That's what he said.
Thank you, Greg, for listening, and thank you for calling. 1-800-520-1067. Addie, please hold on. Carlos, you as well will take your calls. You were denied entry into a country. How come, why, and what happened? We'll take your calls next on K-Rock. Taking your calls right now, if you were ever denied entry into a country and
denied.
Why? At 1-800-520-1067. Boy, we got some good ones here. I want to start with Mike in Mission Viejo, because when we were talking to Dave about what happened to his friend getting denied, getting turned around at the airport in Britain and told to come back to America, I said, wouldn't it be something if somebody went to Mexico and then couldn't get back into the United States, and now all of a sudden you're living in Mexico? You can't get home. And, Mike, that happened to you?
Oh, yes, it did.
What was going on?
Wait, what beautiful city in Mexico were you stranded in?
Lovely, amazing-smelling Tijuana.
Tijuana!
Oh.
That's where you want to move.
That's right.
What happened? Hello?
I got stuck in there. I actually had gone down to Mexico. My buddies picked me up. They just turned 18, and they're like, "Hey, let's go down to Mexico, get some tacos, beers, 8 o'clock in the morning. Sounds like a fun Friday, right?"
Right.
Yeah, so we
I
go
like
down
the plan
there.
So far. I'm good so far.
Yeah, we go down there, we have a good time, and everything's good, and we go to get across back the border, and I realize that I don't have my ID with me.
Okay.
So we go through the turnstiles and everything, and they stop me, and they ask me my citizenship, and I said, "I'm an American citizen, need to see your ID, I don't have it." "Well, what do you mean you don't have it?"
So what do they do? Because I would assume they could look you up or something.
Yeah, that's what they said they should be able to do. And
why would they be able to look up an American citizen in Mexico?
Like what kind of? He's coming back into the United States at that
point. Right. What do you think they have a database of U.S. citizens though in Mexico?
No, he's saying he's coming back to America, so it's the U.S. side that's not letting him in.
I see. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so basically they pulled me aside and they said, "Well, we're going to have to verify your information, check your social, blah, blah, blah."
So they stick me in a holding room off to the side, and there's some other Hispanic people in there that are waiting that obviously got, you know, being sent back or whichever. And I'm sat next to this gentleman who's in handcuffs, handcuffed to the seat, who proceeds to tell me that he's wanted for murder in Mexico, and he got caught crossing the border.
All right.
Nice.
So how long were you there before they let you back in?
6.5 hours.
I mean, that's not that long.
For some tacos.
For some tacos.
Well, would you put it that way?
Tacos, though? Were they good?
Yeah, were the tacos good? The beer?
The beer was better than the tacos, okay. For sure.
And how was the donkey show?
Okay. We're good.
Okay. Thanks for calling, Mike.
Let's go to Benjamin in L.A. You know, we were talking
Nobody
about...
Nobody for the tacos, let's be honest, not Tijuana.
We're talking about... Yeah, because you can get tacos in California, right? Yeah. Let's go to Benjamin because I have heard... You know, we were talking about how Canada doesn't let felons in. I have heard that they are very strict on a lot of things in terms of admission into their country. I think Benjamin is proof of that. Welcome to the show, sir. What's going on?
Hey, good morning, guys. Hi. Yeah, so I was on my way to Canada to meet with a girl that I was talking to online. It was actually Vancouver, all places. So I flew over there, and they stopped me at customs, and they asked me, first of all, what I was going to Canada. I told them I was just going to be there to meet with a girl that I was talking to online. And they proceeded to go through my background check, and they brought up a misdemeanor charge that I had when I was 13 for skateboarding, trespassing. And they didn't want to let me in because of that. They were like, well, how do we know that you're not going to vandalize Canada? And I was like, dude.
Wait, I thought it was only felonies that they wouldn't let in.
No, this is a misdemeanor charge when I was 13, a minor, that I paid the ticket, went to court with my parents, you know, got grounded and all that.
Your parents got grounded?
Grounded?
That's crazy.
I got grounded for, you know, trespassing for skating. But
denied.
The thing that got me the most was that they started asking me, because I'm fairly dark-skinned, I'm Mexican. They started asking me if I was in a gang. They're like, hey, so are you, you know, what gang are you part of?
Oh,
I'm like, dude, I'm not a gang member. And they're like, no, come on, be serious. We're going through your
yeah, but you skateboarded on somebody's property when you were 13. You must be in a gang.
I must be in some kind of crazy skateboard gang, right? But no, I told them, listen, I'm not in a gang. I don't have any tattoos. I'm not gang affiliate at all. You know, I don't know what you guys are talking about. And they kept persisting that I was a gang member and that I was going to vandalize Canada. So they ended up just letting me in for 24 hours to meet with this girl. And
because you know, how much damage can you do in 24 hours?
Right, right. So,
how much damage
not, was,
did you do, Benjamin?
All right.
Know what I'm saying?
I was basically there getting interrogated for about 8 hours. The entire time, this chick was actually waiting for me on the gate while I was getting interrogated.
Gosh.
I thought she wasn't going to be there, but she ended up waiting for me 8 hours.
Wow!
And now
she,
you're married.
She waited.
No, I mean,
for
we're dating, but yeah.
Oh. Nice. I have look. You guys make fun of me. I have never had to travel outside the country to find someone who would date me.
Yeah, but you got lucky early.
Okay. All right, Benjamin. Thank you for the call. Can we ask Addie real quick? She's in Anaheim Line 2. She was denied access into Canada for no reason. Now, look, we heard felonies. Then we heard misdemeanors. Addie, how do they keep you out? For why?
Yeah, okay. For why?
They didn't keep me out. They kept my dad out. My dad is he does carpet for hotels, and he was working in Washington. He was like, hey, I'm pretty close to Canada, so let me go up there and just see, let me have some bacon, you know, have some food or something like that. So he gets to the border, and the lady is like, so why are you coming to Canada? He's like, oh, I'm
bacon. I'd like to taste some bacon.
So he's like, I want to get some bacon. I want to eat. I want to walk around. And then they were like, well, we're going to search your car. And he has a work van. So they searched it for about an hour, like everything, like all of his tools. Everything, like they destroyed the car basically, and then they were like, so like, are you gonna come here and do stuff? And he was like, I just want to eat. They were like, do you know anyone in Canada? And he's like, no. He's like, let me see your phone. So they looked, he's like, okay, here's my phone. So they looked through his phone. They were like, why are you calling a phone number that's in Canada? He's like, I don't know, I'm calling my boss, like I'm in here in Spokane, I'm doing this stuff, and you know, I want to just go see, and I came here to come to Canada to eat bacon and to eat. And they were like, no. So then they took his picture, and they gave him a letter basically telling him that he cannot go for 7 years.
He can't, what? They banned him from trying to get into Canada for 7 years because he wanted to taste bacon?
Yes, I have the letter. They took his picture, and they're like, you can't come back.
Denied indeed. What is going on in Canada, you guys?
We don't need to build a wall. We just need to hire Canadians on our southern border.
They're on it.
We'll be safe.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:53.
Hey, guys, always remember and don't ever forget that every day from 9 until 5, we're giving away tickets for you on the hour for K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2016. It is sold out Saturday and Sunday, December 10th and 11th at the Forum. That means we have yours in about an hour from right now on K-Rock. Ralph is here on a Tuesday with another look at the show biz beat.
Giving 9 to 5, we are giving away tickets. And
I don't feel like you've worked that one out yet.
That was rough.
It was just spontaneous combustion right there. Here's the thing. I cannot comprehend. And listen, I am not like a Kevin. I am not an old equals bad guy. But I cannot comprehend that anyone has anything more to say about freaking Elvis Presley. Anything more. We have it all. We got it all. Thanks so much. Thanks for all the fish. We're leaving now.
It has been about 150 years, and there's been a lot of stuff that's come out about him. I can't imagine there's anything new.
His impact on popular culture and the music industry. I get that. I respect it. Got it. But when I read the news this morning that HBO is producing a 3-hour, 2-night documentary on Elvis Presley, I said to myself,
well, that was a miscalculation.
Right? I said,
do they have new information?
No, he's been dead for 100 years.
But to Ali's question.
There we go.
Hold on a second here.
All righty.
Ron Howard just did that documentary on the Beatles, for instance. And the Beatles is another band that you could go, well, you know, we've heard and seen and written and read everything there could be. But there was new, previously unreleased footage, things that had not been seen before. Certainly a lot of things that had not been widely seen. And it was a fascinating look at the Beatles.
It was, though, a microcosm. It was a small slice of that story that perhaps had not been explored fully. What their touring years were like. What it was like for them performing live. That may have...
Sort of a different angle.
Sort of a different angle. Could maybe have used a little bit more explanation.
However, there was a lot of footage, as I mentioned, that had never been seen before.
That people found
in the attic or whatever. And maybe
there's nothing in the attic.
You don't think there's anything new on Elvis?
Nobody has anything in the attic. This is a documentary that will start with his childhood in Tupelo, Mississippi.
They're going to tell the story from scratch?
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. And he was poor, and he loved his mama, and then he made a record for her, and then he became very popular.
I think it's stupid.
Right.
Oh,
right?
Wow. He's not in.
So, that's coming. HBO. Thanks.
I would enjoy.
You know he would.
I cannot. Congratulations to LeBron James. King James. It's not enough that he's conquered basketball. Now he's going to television. He's become an executive producer of a new game show that's going to be premiering on NBC in January. It's called The Wall.
The Wall.
That
the
is
Wall.
Timely.
Yeah.
Right? He's going to have Mexican pay for it. Just one Mexican.
He loses the game. He has to pay
just
for the wall.
That's right. It is a giant.
Yes, Ali. Just one. Yes.
Bean is like, oh, look, you stepped over that broken shard of bottle with your bare feet. You didn't step on the glass. He's the guy who grabs you and pulls you back and then puts you on top of the glass.
Yeah.
I would dodge that bullet, and Bean came back and shot me with it.
Well, I just
same bullet twice.
Sure everybody suffered the way I suffered from hearing it.
It's a giant 4-story wall.
Okay.
Filled with pins.
Oh,
pins! You mean like sharp pins?
No, like nails.
Oh, okay.
Like,
oh.
Pin, like rods.
So soft.
What?
So it's filled with nails.
Let me tell you the story.
All right, I'm already flummoxed. But go ahead.
This is like me, you know, Kerplinko.
No.
Plink. Okay. Oh, yeah.
Thanks, Allie, for all your help.
She's doing hand signals.
By making a lot of gestures on the radio, you've really helped clarify my point.
That doesn't really translate.
Got it.
Yeah. There's many versions of a game where you drop a ball at the top of a wall that's filled with pins or nails, and it bounces its way down,
gotcha.
And then it lands at the bottom in a variety of different spaces, and that's how you
sort of maze-like
win or lose. Very much so.
Yes.
This will be a four-story wall with pins in it like that.
And you put a Mexican at the top.
No, when a contestant gets a question right, green balls will fall down the wall, and then the player gets the amount of money at the bottom, whatever it falls into, added to their total. But if the question answer is wrong, a red ball will fall, and then it will deduct the value.
You don't want red balls.
You don't want red balls.
Not at all.
So you're going to ask questions, and then they're going to drop the balls down the walls.
Balls. That's the theme.
Seems like a simple game.
That's just one part of the game.
That's the game.
That's the whole show.
That's the whole game. That sounds like something you'd play at a county fair.
And not like. You'd play it, then you walk away and go, that was dumb.
Right.
Hmm.
They have a game like that at Chuck E. Cheese, by the way. It's awesome.
Yeah, you love it.
I love it.
Because it's Chuck E. Cheese.
It's awesome. When you hit that jackpot, you fall into like, it's like a goldfish bowls. And if you get that ball in the red goldfish bowl, ta-ching! Jackpot. Tickets come spewing out.
Those tickets that are worth one penny for every 2 million tickets.
Host of the show, by the way. The Wall. Host of The Wall.
It's not LeBron, is it?
No,
Steve Harvey.
No, it's not.
Is it sports related?
Nope.
No, okay. Ryan Seacrest.
Nope. It's nerd related.
The Louisiana Creeper.
Oh, you
Louisiana
say Chris Creeper. Hardwick.
Chris Hardwick
Good
will
Lord,
be the host
Chris.
Of the show. I'm glad he's finally
Come
getting some
on.
Work. I was worried about him. I was afraid.
Wow.
I was afraid maybe he had fallen on hard times and wasn't able to get a job.
Charlie Manson.
No, I just told you Chris Hardwick.
Sorry, we're not guessing anymore.
Today's celebrity birthday, Shailene Woodley is 25 years old today. Model Lily Aldridge celebrates her 31st birthday. Chad Kroeger, he's your singer of Nickelback. He is 42 years old. Johnny Lee Miller, very talented British actor, 44 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
We have time for your phone calls this half hour, by the way. If you want to pick up the phone, give us a call on any topic at 1-800-520-1067. If you're a rabid Clippers fan like Dave is, maybe even spending your nights out marching, protesting on highways, we can hear from you on that. You got anything else on your mind or questions or comments or complaints or problems? What can we do for you? Give us a call. 1-800-5-
We're especially good with advice. We're experts when it comes to asking our advice.
By the way, we don't give terrible advice.
Yes, we do.
Really?
Yes.
I feel pretty good about our advice.
You shouldn't.
1-800-520-1067. If you want to be on the air for Kevin Beans, what's good? We are taking your calls now.
All right. This is the CalExit thing. You guys have heard about this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hashtag CalExit. You bet I have.
California talking about seceding from the other 50 states and becoming its own country.
The other 49 states.
49 states, right, sorry.
This isn't the first time I have heard of a split with Southern California and Northern California. There have been a lot of disputes over the years regards to water.
Mm-hmm.
And there has been talk about splitting the state in half for that reason. This is the first time I've heard about the entire state of California becoming its own country. And, you know, we know, and we used to hear this a lot when Governor Schwarzenegger was in office, we know how huge the economy is for California. Isn't it like the fifth or sixth or something?
Sixth largest in the world.
In the world, right. California is more economically powerful than France, has a population larger than Poland, and could certainly stand on its own as a country. And I have thought it was – and why now, by the way? Why are so many people now talking about the California exit?
I think this is a reaction to Donald Trump.
Yeah, but
I think it's been around for a while, but that's what infused people with enthusiasm.
But California is hardly the only state that didn't vote for Donald Trump, though, didn't give all its electoral votes to Mr. Trump.
Dude, you asked. Look, I can only give you the answers that are out there.
Okay. I thought this
I tried
was
to stay current.
I thought
that's
this
my
was,
thing.
This was interesting, by the way, is there is no – there's nothing in the Constitution – there's a lot in the Constitution about how a state joins the United States. There's nothing in the Constitution about how a state would leave the United States and become a country. So legally, it's unclear how it would work. And some say that the other states would have to agree to let California leave.
What?
So that might be a speed bump a little bit because if you're – somewhere else in America, you don't want to give up California, right? Because California has a lot of money. So anyway, we have many questions, more questions than answers. So we thought we'd get an expert on about this Cal exit because it does seem to be a thing that's on a lot of people's mind right now. And Louis Marinelli joins us. He is the president of Yes California, the California Independence Campaign. Hello, Mr. Marinelli. How are you, sir?
Good morning. How are you?
we're doing fine. Now, have we screwed up so far? Is everything we've said A-okay with you?
Everything you've said so far is true, basically true. Yes, some of the finer points you may not have a grasp on, but other than that, yes,
we certainly don't have a grasp on any of the finer points. Now, where are you right now? It sounds like it's kind of loud where you're at.
I am here on the border of California and Nevada.
Okay.
And we are currently building the wall. I am building a wall.
Well, doesn't this need...
And I'm going to make Nevada pay for it.
Okay.
Don't we all need to vote on this? And wouldn't it take years for us to separate from the United States?
It's going to take longer to build the wall, so I have to get on it right away.
Getting a jump.
When the vote comes through and we're independent, then you're going to win a wall.
So you're saying that you, as soon as this wall goes up, people in Nevada are not going to be able to drive into California?
No. But they will be able to walk into it because it's only about 2 feet high.
Just hop right over.
It's not very tall. You can just step over it now. But it's expensive to build a wall.
I bet it is, yes.
You can't afford all the wood. I've been to Home Depot like 8 times already.
Do you have any help, or are you just doing it by yourself?
I have 3. My cousins are here.
Okay.
And they're building it because they owe me money because they bought a widescreen television that I paid for.
I see.
Okay. My first thought when I heard about CalExit was, where are we going to get our water?
Yes. We are the 6th largest economy in the world.
Right. But we have no water.
Well, we will make trade deals with other nations and states that will provide services and goods in exchange for Aqua Via.
Okay. So, in other words, we would pay Nevada to send water to California.
Or we'll do stuff for them in exchange for bottles of water. It'd be like a new currency. Oh, would you like to buy my tea kettle cozy?
Wait, what? So it's going to be individual by individual to get your own water?
Then I will pay you 3 bottles of water.
For a tea cozy.
Well, that's probably a lot for a tea cozy.
That's a lot. That's an expensive tea cozy.
Just an example.
Okay.
It'll be a barter system where we'll exchange goods and services for water.
Okay.
And it'll be lovely.
But like Kevin said, so it's up to each individual citizen to get the water into his own house?
It depends how thirsty you are.
It just seems like a lot of work, sir. Is this a finished plan, or are you still working on it?
It's finished.
Okay, finished.
You can go to my website, Screw USA.
Okay.
1-800-520-1067. Kevin Beans, what's good?
Hit it, Steve.
Like we always do at this time. What's on your mind? Your time to shine. Come on and call us up and testify. What's on your mind? Your time to shine. Come on and call us up and notify.
What's good indeed? Thank you for calling. Thank you for holding. Let's start in Los Angeles. Please, line 4. This is going to be Henry. Kevin, you said we're good at advice, right?
Yeah, we're great at it.
Let's find out if we can help our man Henry then.
Hey, Henry.
Oh, hello. What's going on, you guys?
What's good?
So I'm driving to work right now. I started a new job not too long ago.
You sound so thrilled.
It's not working out, so I'm actually going in to quit right now. I'm just looking for some creative ways to do it. Trying to go out with a bang.
All right. What kind of work is it, and how long have you been working there, Henry?
It's a talent management company. I've been here for about 2 weeks.
You really put in your time, so that's good.
Look, honestly, if you've been there for 2 weeks, no one will even care. Most people don't even know your name yet. You don't have to worry about making a big exit or anything like that. Just hand in your paperwork.
Just ghost them.
Yeah,
just don't show up. Don't take calls. Just completely ghost them.
Remember me.
Nobody's going to remember you.
Yeah, seriously. Unless you take a poop on the boss's desk and set it on fire on your way out the door, no one's going to remember you. You haven't been there long enough for anyone to care that you're gone. Just hand in your paperwork and leave.
I'm with the bad man, poop and fire.
Don't even give him 2 weeks. Just drop off your exit paperwork and go back home and go back to bed.
And the poop, right?
Yes, the poop.
And the poop and fire. All right, good luck to you, sir. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Victor in Pomona. He's on line two. He's not the first person who had this idea, but let's discuss it. Victor, welcome to the Kevin Bean Show. What's good?
Hey, what it do, guys? Good morning. Hi, Allie.
Morning. Hi, Victor.
I'm one of the millions of people that call about the Trump election,
yep.
You know, mm-hmm. him winning, but I think I found the silver lining, and you guys, Kevin, more than anyone would appreciate it.
Yes.
With Trump being our president-elect, it's a given that Rage has to reunite now, right?
Rage Against the Machine?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, they've done Prophets of Rage with Be Real.
That's well and good, you know, that's cute, but, you know,
You need the Zach attack. That's what you need.
Yes.
I mean, look, the band is not the same without Zach. But Zach, not all that interested in doing it. So I don't really know what to do about that. That is a bummer because that is my all-time favorite band.
Yeah,
and by the way, I'll also say this. They managed to sit out for all of George W. Bush's administration, right? And they didn't get back together for that. So it just seems like it's not worth it for Zach to be involved, I guess. And I'll also add this, and tell me if I'm wrong about this. Look, I love Rage, too, and I'd love to see them get back together. But for some reason, whatever, protest music doesn't seem to be making much of an impact anymore. It's not like it used to be back in the days where people used to march in the streets and have these anthems from these songs. It's like we enjoy the music, but I don't think it's making social change like it used to.
I just want new music from them. So.
Same.
Okay.
So it's really just more self-centered. It has nothing to do with Trump.
Yeah, you're all just selfish.
I want to see them play again. Yeah, I'm with you. I'm down with that.
Thank you for the call, sir. Appreciate that. Let's go to Sasha. She's in West Covina. She's on line one. She has a question about something we have not discussed on the air. Hey, Sasha.
Hey.
What's good?
So I'm trying to plan my 21st birthday, and I was hoping to get it started by getting hammered at Miss Double December, but there's been nothing about it. What the hell?
Well, first of all, great phone. I want to comment on the quality of your phone.
Are you driving and that's your hands-free system?
I'm driving to school.
Yeah.
Okay, well, fair enough then. The latest I hear, unless I'm wrong, is that there is no Miss Double December pageant this year.
Right, we're not doing it because it ran its course.
And then we're not doing it anymore.
And
right.
we had good times. It was fun. But we don't want to just keep doing it just to keep doing it. Doesn't mean you can't get drunk, though, on your 21st birthday.
And it doesn't mean there's not a lot of love from us to women with enormous boobs. And you can just, what I'm saying is you can still send those photos in. There's not technically a pageant anymore, but let's not slow down on the booby pics, right?
All right, here's the truth. Bean's creepy. So we were forced by lawyers to stop. That's the truth. The lawyers said you can no longer do it.
That
because of the creepy, they said creepy. Wow. That's the reason, creepy.
Sasha, happy early birthday. I'm sorry we won't be with you that day, but we'll be thinking of you, okay?
All right, thank you, Sasha.
Thank you for the call. All right, how about, what do you like here, Kevin? We got time for maybe one or two more.
Let's do Ray, because that's definitely going to happen soon.
All right, let's talk to Ray.
Hey, Ray.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. What's good?
You guys were talking about documentaries that are repetitive, like the Beatles and Elvis, and I was thinking, you know, something original like the Kevin and Bean documentary would be awesome, to know the drama that happens over there and the juicy details. You say?
Well, here's the thing. There's a lot of story there. And there's a lot of stuff people don't know. Most of it would get us put in jail, A. And B, there's been how many attempts, Bean? Three, four, five?
There have been a lot
Yes.
There have been a lot of very serious attempts from actual filmmakers to make a movie about K-Rock. And I don't know, to me, I mean, I would be fascinated with that. The station has a remarkable history with dozens of fascinating personalities. I don't know what the market is for. I don't know how many people care. But for whatever reason, it just, like so many other projects, just never got off the ground, never happened. But it has certainly been discussed. And you're right. There's been, I mean, the history of the Kevin Bean Show has been interesting. And I wish that we had done a better job of archiving it and keeping better records. I wish that we had access to more of the material from back in the early days.
I'll tell you how close it got, Ray, is that at one point they said, when you're coming in today, we're going to do some interviews. And then we got a call saying, oh, no, you're not.
The thing is that I've been looking for you guys. I've been listening to you guys for a year because I've been having a horrible drive from Burbank to Santa Monica, so you guys keep me company.
Thank you so much for that. Thank you.
And I tried to look for you guys on the internet and absolutely nothing.
Well, I mean, we don't have a documentary if that's what you're looking for because it hasn't been made.
Well, not like Wikipedia is there, though, YouTube, and it's so hard to find stuff on you guys. It's horrible.
We could do 45 minutes on Sam alone. Right? Tick-tock, right? Who's with me?
We appreciate the support, and, you know, maybe one day that'll happen. It's just, like I said, it hadn't gotten off the ground yet, but it's not a terrible idea, Ray, and we thank you for the call, okay?
Well, I'll start the documentary then.
All right. Okay. All right. Well done. Can we do Justin? I know the policy is, you know, we could have left on a great call with
Ray,
but
I feel good about, go to a worse one?
Yes. I feel good about Justin and HP line two, please. One more real quick.
Hey, Justin.
Hello?
What's good? One too many.
Oh, yeah. Nothing's really good right now, man.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
Hi.
What happened, Justin? Come on. I put my reputation on the line to go to this call. Make it good.
He hung up.
He was that sad about the thing?
Oh, Justin.
Dean, stop. You stop saying let's go to one more.
Bean sucks.
What's good?
There are two people in the news right now who both are receiving some acclaim, some attention, some skepticism even, on predicting the earthquake in New Zealand. Now, look, many of us live in places where earthquakes have happened and are likely to happen again. But as far as I know, and you guys correct me if I'm wrong, science so far is unable to predict earthquakes, even in general terms.
Yeah.
Not even in, hey, we're likely to get one this year or this month. We're not even at that point. The only thing we ever hear is, well, usually we have an earthquake like this every 150 years and it's been 200, so look out. I mean, mm-hmm. That's about as close as they seem to get, right?
Yeah.
Well, there's a guy, this New Zealand earthquake.
There is earthquake weather, though. There is that.
Well, there
and
is.
That's pretty accurate.
There definitely
that's
is.
That's 100%
accurate.
That's
not a thing. That's what? Not a thing.
They
at all.
Say there's not. There totally is.
But right? There isn't. Because
yeah,
all those
is.
Times you've seen earthquake weather, mm-hmm. and I've heard you come in the morning and say it before. Oh, it feels mm-hmm. like earthquake weather out there. You don't remember all the times that you've done that where there wasn't an earthquake.
Oh, there
it's
was.
Science.
So there are two guys in the news. One is a guy I don't know much about him. His name is Nigel Anthony Gray. And he put a Facebook post up last week that said, heads up, on November 6th, he put a Facebook post up that said, heads up, on the 14th of November and a couple days on either side of that day, watch for a major earthquake and quite possible in the South Pacific area. Now, bear in mind, this earthquake that happened on November the 13th was in New Zealand, a 7.8, right? His reasoning is that the 14th of November will be a supermoon, the largest for this century, that is the moon closest to the Earth. This means it will be a period of increased gravitational pull from the moon. There was also a recent large earthquake in Italy, and as one plate shifts, it places stress on the other plate. So the chances of a big quake are higher for something down the end of the globe. Now, science does not agree with Mr. Gray's assessment.
Right.
They say that the supermoon, yeah, it will. You'll see that reflected in the tides, but it has nothing to do with earthquakes.
Which is exactly what you'd think they'd say.
Right. I'm on to them.
Right.
So Alibis conspiracy theory?
I think they're trying to make us all feel safe.
Hey,
yeah, everything's fine.
You're about to die.
No need to get insurance.
Right.
We're fine. They're working with big insurance.
Is that what's happening?
Well, I don't think they would say no need to get insurance if they were working with big insurance. I mean, it feels like those two things
listen,
are
I'm just spitballing.
Are opposite.
I need to work this
it's
out.
Already a flaw in Ali's plan. What do we make of this? Is this a stab in the dark, just a lucky ass coincidence, or does this guy know something that the rest of the world is late to catch up on? Or what's your takeaway when you hear about this?
Just lucky. Here's my thing. I imagine that there are people, you know, predicting earthquakes by the thousands, maybe millions, and you never hear about them because
right.
the earthquake doesn't happen.
Okay. I hear what you're saying,
okay.
and you're wrong. And
all
here's
right.
why. Because there's a YouTube page called Dogs and Wolves with a young, aspiring weatherman named Frankie McDonald.
And it's science.
He doesn't make earthquake predictions. You don't look at his page and see day after day after day of him randomly predicting earthquakes in different parts of the world. He made one earthquake prediction, and it was on October the 21st, and it went a little something like this.
This is Frankie McDonald, my own TV station live in Sydney, Nova Scotia. Here's my update for the
2016 update for the New Zealand massive earthquake to hit anytime soon. It's going to bring 7.0 or greater magnitude earthquake in New Zealand, especially in Christchurch, New Zealand. Just like in Christchurch, New Zealand had a 7.0 or greater magnitude earthquake back in 2011.
Okay, so...
I'm sorry, did he just predict the earthquake that they just had?
Yes. This video went up October 21st, and he said, hey, remember that big earthquake you had back in 2011? Look out in the next few weeks. You're going to have another one of 7.0 or above, and this one was a 7.8. Did $2 billion worth of damage. Frankie McDonald.
Huh.
What's that about?
He's working with big insurance.
That's going to bring another big earthquake in New Zealand in the near future. But the earthquake is unpredictable. We can't predict earthquakes because New Zealand's on a fault line that divides from Pacific Plate and the Australian Plate. Once those two plates rub with each other, that's going to cause an earthquake down New Zealand.
By the way, Frankie acknowledges you can't predict earthquakes, yet here he is predicting an earthquake and a deep dive on telling everybody where the fault lines are and how earthquakes happen. Like, this is a topic that Frankie has dialed in on.
Do you think he's the foremost expert?
He might be.
Concluding Auckland, New Zealand, and Wellington, New Zealand, Christchurch, New Zealand, because earthquakes may trigger a tidal wave.
By the way, when the first reports of the earthquake came out, there was a tsunami warning. There was a great fear that a tsunami was going to be happening.
Right.
And it did. The tsunami did happen afterward. Fortunately, it didn't do too much more damage. But Frankie looked for a tidal wave. It ended up being a tsunami. But again, pretty darn accurate, right?
Yikes.
And the surrounding areas as well. The earthquake is going to bring 7.0 greater magnitude in New Zealand and including Gisborne, New Zealand as well.
Okay, so Frankie just goes on to name a lot more towns.
He does name towns mostly.
And the rest of the video, he continues on with the earthquake preparedness and make sure you get your, you know, you have a plan in place and the drill and food and blah, 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 blah. So anyway, so there you go. For all the times you've heard, hey, you can't predict earthquakes, I'm just saying maybe you can't, but I have more questions and answers about the two men in the news who apparently did.
What?
That's a little weird.
Yeah. I'm not very comfortable right now.
Well, it was 6.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:51.
Speaking of the Green Day and Beck and Weezer and Bastille and Fantagram and Bishop Briggs and Andrew McMahon and The Head and the Heart, they're all playing night number two, December 11th at the Forum of the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2016. You can win those tickets in less than 10 minutes from right now on K-Rock. Hey, Ralph Garman.
Hey.
What's going on?
Lots of TV news. It's kind of exciting. NBC has announced they are developing a new series, at least a pilot for a series, about a former cop who's now a powerful attorney who defends New York City police officers. And Morena Baccarin has been tapped to star in and executive produce the series. What's the matter?
All right, just the overwhelming force of the bell.
Well, he's got a lot of bell feeling.
Is she not on Gotham anymore? I'm just asking. I don't know.
What was the next part of your story, Ralph?
I'd like to continue the story, if you don't mind. Thanks,
yes, please.
Kevin, for the opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Fear not, Gotham fans, because she is planning to continue her recurring role as Dr. Leslie Thompson on Gotham, and she will do both. That is the plan as of now.
Cool.
Also, more television news. Chris Maloney's returning to television. I love him.
Oh, yeah.
Law and Order, SVU, of course. Mm-hmm. He will star in an upcoming pilot for the Sci-Fi Channel called Happy. And trust me, nothing about this is connected to the title of that.
Is it poorly named?
It is. It's a drama about a former detective who's fallen on hard times, and he makes just enough money to buy booze and drugs by becoming a hired killer for the mob.
Is his name Happy?
Doesn't sound happy at all.
Maybe his name is like Joe Happy.
No, it's Happy! Exclamation point. It's okay. Not happy. It's the opposite of happy. Sci-fi? Hey, sci-fi, I'm talking to you. They don't listen. They never listen to me. Is Bill Cosby really blind, like he claims? You know, they said, his lawyer said, he can't pursue these charges against him because he's so blind now, he can't even identify the women accusing him of sexual assault. He wouldn't be able to see them. So let's drop all these charges.
I'm not a law expert.
What? What about all the time you spend it
Allen's Law School.
Allen.
But that means Allen.
Yeah. Allen, yeah, yeah.
Does that mean anyone blind can do anything because they can't face their accusers? I mean, that just can't.
Yeah.
This sounds
free
stupid.
Range.
Kill that guy? I don't know. I can't see him.
That sounds stupid.
Well, here's the thing. This is even trickier. Because Bill apparently has an eye condition called keratoconus. Keratoconus.
That's a Greek island, isn't it?
I don't believe so. I believe it's an eye condition. And a corneal surgeon from the NYU School of Medicine says that is completely treatable.
Is just that like, right?
Like macular degeneration or glaucoma, it's a completely treatable condition. So it seems like these are false medical claims in order to gain sympathy and to get the district attorney's office to boot these charges out.
Oh, that's such a big liar.
But the deputy district attorney who received a note from Cosby's doctor said, this note looked like something you might get at a lens crafter's. So it didn't really impress him, I think, with the scientific weight. So I don't think this ploy is going to work for Cosby at all.
Good.
So we'll have to wait and see.
He's got the face with the face.
That's true.
He does have the face with the face.
It sounds like Cosby. Because I have the face with the face, you see. And I can't see the eyeballs not working from the clearness. Would you like some pudding?
I don't want any.
Hey, blonde girl, would you
care? How do you know I'm blonde? You're blind.
Oh, crap. Now the eyes have been working by the seeing now problems. Ryan Reynolds. This made me sad.
Oh.
He has suffered with extreme stress and anxiety throughout his life.
I didn't know that.
I didn't either, but he did an interview with GQ magazine where he said he has suffered extreme stress levels in his life and does not cope with it well, diagnosed with anxiety right after he wrapped up filming Deadpool.
Huh.
So much so, his wife, Blake Lively, thought that he had a neurological problem or something because he literally had the shakes. His body would shake constantly, and he could not control it.
Wow. Was he just terrified of stepping up that level of success as a result of that role?
No, just the pressures of his career and family life, just the stuff we all have to deal with.
Hmm.
He had anxiety. People who have anxiety, by the way, you don't need a reason necessarily.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be tied to what's going on.
Nothing at all. Yeah. Sometimes your brain does not function properly. He said it was a bit of a nervous breakdown, but he said he's doing much better these days with help, and he was just named GQ's Man of the Year, by the way. So, congratulations to him. And while we're talking about magazines and men, right? Who's with me?
We're not sure where you're going yet.
Go on.
I'm going right here.
Okay. I mean,
Then that's not right.
The point.
People Magazine has announced their sexiest man alive. And this year, they're giving it to
the world's greatest mouse, Chuck E. Cheese.
Sadly, Chuck
is sexy though.
Chuck got screwed again this year.
They're
going with The Rock. Dwayne The Rock Johnson has been tapped by People Magazine to be the sexiest man alive. So if you see him, just grab him by the junk.
I don't think that's a thing.
It is.
I don't think it is.
I beg to differ.
I heard a guy say it. But
yeah, and you know what happened to that guy?
Yeah.
They made him president.
Yes.
Right.
Not cool.
Junk grabbing is
I don't think that's
trust me.
I still think that's against the law. That would be called assault.
Junk grabbers.
I don't
number
feel
one.
Like.
They have big foam fingers now. They're going around with junk grabbers number one. It's not a finger. Today's celebrity birthdays, Shailene Woodley. She is the lovely and talented actress who has a lot of theories about things.
Yeah. Not all of them
sound. A lot
of
ideas. Well, look, she says you need an hour a day, you should get sunshine on your vagina to make sure you get all the nutrients.
Sunshine on my
vagina
makes me happy.
Wow.
Seamless.
Voice like a meadowlark.
Right?
Lily Aldridge is 31 years old today. Nickelback singer Chad Kroeger turns 42. And Johnny Lee Miller, very talented actor. Of course, you may know him as Sherlock Holmes in Elementary with Lucy Liu, 44 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Yes, that's Leonard Cohen on Rodney on the Rock.
No.
From the album Death of a Ladies Man.
That's Bastille.
That was called Iodine, produced by Phil Spector.
It's called Good Grief.
And it's got Jim Keltner,
Ms. Bastille,
and Hal Blaine on drums, mm-hmm. myself and Harvey Kubernick on hand claps.
Wait, hold on, what?
Hold on, wait, what?
Dan and David Kessel on guitar and keyboards.
Go back to the part where you're on it.
And just goes Leonard on Cohen. And on. So many people on that. Done at Gold Star Recording Studios.
Yeah.
I remember when I was there at the session.
Yes, tell us about
I was
clapping.
Wearing a Ramones t-shirt.
Right.
It was right around the time when Phil Spector produced the Ramones.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
The Century.
But you clapped?
I was wearing a Ramones t-shirt. And Leonard Cohen came up to me and says, I like the Ramones. So that was
Leonard
Cohen said that. I used to see him at Canner's. I saw him kind of recently about...
Leonard Cohen at Canner's?
Maybe about a year ago, I saw him at Canner's.
What? Deli. His eyesight's not very good.
Sitting across.
What?
Leonard Cohen, he will be missed. Right. And what a man. What a great poet, songwriter.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Incredible.
Incredible, right.
And here are the Monkees.
Oh, come on. You're going from Leonard Cohen to the Monkees? Oh, Rod.
In the recording studio with Phil Spector producing.
And doing hand claps.
Doing hand claps on a Leonard Cohen song.
That's
what
is
going on. What kind of life is this guy living?
Life's like a box of chocolates. He's just gumping his way through life, isn't he?
He really is. That's pretty astonishing from our little friend Rodney. Sunday nights here on K-Rock. It's 9:40 now on a Tuesday morning. Rob is here with our final look at the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
Let me give. It is better to give than it is to receive.
I've heard, but I don't find that.
Well, yeah. I know you don't.
Right.
I'm giving you a chance, well, to have a life experience that you will never forget. Sometimes I feel experiences are much more valuable than things. The best present you can give a person
right.
is not so much a thing, but an experience.
Mm-hmm.
For example, last night I gave my wife her birthday present. I took her to see her favorite television personality in the world do his... one-man show and Q&A.
Okay.
And a guy you may not know, but his name is Anthony Bourdain.
Oh!
And he has done shows on the Food Network and on Travel Channel. Now he's on CNN with a show that's called Nutty Places I Go To or something. It's a travel food kind of show. Anyway, my wife is
bad
obsessed.
Bad food,
obsessed,
bad places.
Obsessed.
Okay.
So I took her to the show, and then I also sprung for the extra... couple bucks to do the meet and greet afterwards where you get your his new book signed and you get to say hello and you get a photo and blah, blah, blah.
All right. That's cool.
Greatest thing...
For your wife.
I've ever done for my wife.
Right.
It, from her perspective.
Right.
I've done some stuff, but this one crushed them all because it was an experience. It wasn't just a thing. I didn't get her a thing. I got her a chance to make a memory.
Do you feel like you're overselling this this thing you're giving
away? I don't think so at all. I don't think so, because that's what I'm going to give away now to one lucky Kevin and Bean listener. I'm going to give you an experience that you will never be able to bleach out of your mind.
What is he giving away?
You will never, no surgery, no amount of alcohol or drugs will ever remove this from your consciousness.
He's giving away an experience, Allie.
It's an experience.
I'm curious.
You, K-Rock listener, we'll get to sit at Beer Mug's table and play poker.
Yeah!
Isn't
it?
It's hot!
Play poker with Beer Mug and listen to him talk.
Yeah.
To you.
Yeah.
And you will never forget that.
Yeah.
I didn't say it was going to be a good experience. I said it was going to be an experience.
Holy crap, I am peeing my pants.
Oh, it's going to be a lot of that.
Here's the thing about Muggs. He doesn't know a lot about poker, so you're going to want to sit at his table.
Right.
Screw all the haters and what they say.
Right.
What he lacks in knowledge, he makes up for in inexperience. He's going to be sitting at a table playing poker at K-Rock's Guys Night Out at the Bicycle Hotel and Casino this Friday night.
Ralph, this will crack you up. One time we were at the Bicycle Hotel and Casino, and we were having this poker night, this Guy's Night Out, and Muggs was out. So he stood up and he was walking over to the side. So I gave him $200. I said, here, play with this $200 and make it into something.
You gave him a rebuy.
Yes.
They
okay. Yes. And probably 10 minutes later, he was standing right back up. I was like, what happened? And he said, I don't know. I lost it.
Why don't you just give me all your money? I'll take you into the back alley and I'll just kick you in the ball.
So he's not good is the point. And you get to sit at his table is the other point.
But you get to hear him talk and tell you a lot of stories and ask him about the history of Las Vegas hotels.
Oh, dear Lord.
How the Electoral College works. There's going to be a lot of facts coming
your way. Going for the butt.
Plus those stories.
Yeah. if you'd like to sit with Beer Mug. Plus, we'll give you $200 in chips. And Kevin will probably give you more, apparently.
Which you can make last a lot longer than Beer Mug can.
That's right. It's all happening this Friday. Doors open at 8 p.m. Poker and blackjack start at 9 p.m. It's going to be a good time. And you'll be sitting with Beer Mug. And I'm telling you, you'll never forget it.
You can change tables if you want.
No!
I mean, you can. I'm just saying you can.
1-800-520-1067 is the number to call right now. Caller number 21, because you've got to be 21 years of age or older to win this prize.
Must Fantastic.
Be 21 or older. Caller number 21, one lucky winner, gets to sit with Beer Mug at the table for K-Rock's Guys Night Out.
But Guys Only,
USA!
Right?
USA! USA!
It's not Guys Only. It's also...
What'd you say, Chip?
It's only Guys Only, right?
Nope. No, it's. I mean, the name is Guys Night Out.
Right. Mm-hmm. But don't let the name fool you.
But girls are also welcome.
Girls are also welcome.
So it may be poorly named.
A great way to, I think, to make the ladies feel welcome is by calling it Guys Night Out.
Seriously.
And excluding them from the name of the event completely.
The only way we could have made it worse is Guys Only Night Out.
That's right. Or call it K-Rock's He-Man's Woman Haters Club. No chicks allowed.
No, girls come to it. It's a great time. It's fun. It's Friday night. We'll see you there.
If you didn't get through and you didn't win this special, special prize, you can go to thebike.com.
And or just
can,
bike. You
no,
can just go bike.com.
Don't go to bike.com.
Just go there.
Unless you want to buy a bike.
Well, yeah.
If you want to go to thebike.
Oh, for poker.
.com for poker. You can RSVP your spot to play poker with the guys right now. You can do that. Okay.
How has life been for you up to today?
He'll probably ask you that.
Yeah.
Then you'll have your chance. Real quickly, while we're speaking of giving, we did talk a little bit earlier in the show about the fact that we are laying to rest the Miss Double December pageant. We have decided that we had a good time with it, but it sort of run its course. And it just felt like enough with that.
It had run its course about four years ago.
We may have let it overstay its welcome. And so we're making the decision to let it go. And just to have fond memories of that.
But how great have our Miss Double D's been?
They've been lovely. They've lovely been awesome. Ladies.
The most recent years have been some of the nicest women we've ever had.
What about the earlier years, Dean?
No, they were good. They were, look, we've never had a dud. We've never had a bad Miss Double D, except that, 2004. But I'm just saying that the most recent years have been some of the loveliest ladies we've ever gotten to hang out with.
It's not
with.
About the ladies. We love them. It's great.
Correct.
We just think as an event, it's kind of... feels, meh, we've been there, done that kind of thing. So we're moving on. But I did want to encourage people, please don't forget that our partner that was always Toys for Tots. The Marine Corps does their Toys for Tots drive each and every year. And we certainly want to encourage folks, even though there's no event this year, to please, if you can, contribute an unwrapped toy to the Marines for the Toys for Tots program, because they do great work in getting kids who are underprivileged, giving them a merry, merry Christmas. And we do encourage you, you can go to toysfortots.org. And then you can click on Donate Toys, and they'll give you a location near you where you can drop off your toy. And we certainly do encourage you to keep up that part of the tradition.
That's wonderful advice.
Even though we're not doing our thing this year.
Okay. And I'm going to miss the turkey burger at the slide bar, too. That was really good.
Still can get
still
one.
Can
they
get
still
it.
Serve those.
Still there.
There's nothing about the pageant that doesn't still exist, by the way. Beautiful women who are nice and turkey burgers all exist. Slide bar is still there. It's all good.
Right. I'm just not as likely to be at the slide bar if we're not doing the Miss Double D.
Well, that's on you.
Fantastic.
We can't just carry you through life and make you do great things, Bean. You got to make some choices.
I hear
you. Would you like to sit with Beer Mug at the table? And,
I really would. You would.
At this guys only event they're having?
It's not guys only. It's guys night out, but girls are welcome.
I'm confused.
Yeah.
You also feel like a bunch of dumbasses.
Congratulations to Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
I love you, Poppy.
He's the sexiest man alive. This according to People magazine. And they must know stuff because the magazine's all about people.
That's true.
That's
it's
all
in
they
the
cover.
Name.
That's all they... They're an expert. If I wanted to know how to build myself a radiator, I'd go to Popular Mechanics magazine because they know about mechanical things.
But what about
people, if you want to know about people, I go to People magazine. And they have named Dwayne The Rock Johnson as the sexiest man alive.
Oh, yeah.
So congratulations to him, because he doesn't have enough. I'm glad someone's giving him more. Glad he's got a title now.
Hey, Miss Ally McKay.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? Is The Rock sexy?
To a lot of people, I'm sure he is.
Not to you.
Oh, no,
well,
you didn't.
I think he's a fantastic actor. Loved him in the WWE.
Is he handsome?
He's handsome, yes.
He's
built? Too jacked for me. That's too much.
Too much muscle for
yeah,
you?
Yeah, it's too... Ugh, no.
A lot of people tell me that, too.
Right?
Yeah, you know, it's too much.
Yeah. I question guys that are that buff. Like, what are you making up for?
Wow!
I'm just saying.
Are you...
He was an athlete, though.
Wow.
Yes, there's an athlete, and then there's, oh, my God, I need to keep working out.
Well,
so
he asked you for his job.
Not that big.
Yeah.
Not cool.
Tone it down.
You gotta, if you're a wrestler, you need big. And if you're an action star, you gotta
yeah,
bring
look at the
muscles.
Roles he's playing. He can't walk into Fast and Furious being all flabby.
I have an idea. Ask me my opinion, then tell me how I'm wrong.
No, we're discussing your opinion.
We do that all the time.
Oh.
That's what we always do.
This is a jumping off point for conversation. We respect that you don't smell what he's cooking. But at the same time, we're trying to understand the ingredients in the recipe.
Listen, so should Conan have won? Yes.
Oh, I see.
Oh, that's what I got. Okay.
You're a little chap ass.
So if
Conan
The Rock were not
short.
If he weren't freakishly built, like if he dialed it back 30% or something like that and was just muscular, you'd be fine with him.
Yeah.
How much of a point do we need on this?
Not sure.
I'm curious. All that's right. All. Just look, I never stop trying to understand the human mind.
No, it's true.
True.
You are,
yeah, that's what you're about.
You're an explorer of the human condition.
Particularly ladies, because I, for whatever reason, I have a little bit of a disconnect with following what the ladies are thinking.
You think?
You're kind of like Jane Goodall, constantly looking for clues about human nature in others.
Exactly.
And chimps. Today's celebrity birthday, Shailene Woodley is her name. Divergent is her series. Sunshine is her vagina. She is 25 years old today. Remember that song she used to sing about her vagina and sunshine?
I sort of do.
Remember?
Sunshine on my
vagina
makes me happy.
It gives you all the vitamins.
She's insane.
Right.
I take a supplement for mine. One a day. Vagimens.
For your vagina.
Yes, he's a clam.
Multi-vagimen. Lily Aldridge, the model, is 31 years old today.
Is she our favorite of all the Victoria's Secret models?
Yeah,
I didn't
course.
Know, did I miss out on the vote? Was there a vote taken while I wasn't in the room?
I think she might be, you guys.
Yeah, she's the best.
I don't think
she's
I have that category. I don't think I've ever ranked them.
Nicest lady in the world. Couldn't be sweeter. You see what she's doing for her birthday today? She's doing some sort of a hey, thanks for celebrating my birthday, but...
Is she doing one of those?
No, she's having people donate to like a children's charity in her name or something like that. I mean, she's just turning around her day and making it about others, and that's how Lily is.
Thanks for that info, B.
I just love her. That's all.
Chad Kroeger is 42 years
love
old.
Love him
today.
Just as much.
And actor Johnny Lee Miller turns 44. I'm Ralph Garman, and I can't get out of here fast enough.
Chip just left me a note that Jared Goff, they announced, is starting on Saturday against,
what the
her,
heck?
Against her Dolphins.
Wow.
Why are they playing on a Saturday?
Or Sunday?
Sunday.
She can't write well.
It's
but
Goff time.
Sunday. It's Goff time. Mm. And they're going to take out her lowly Dolphins, and that's sad.
With the Goffinator?
That's right. Hey, on your drive home today, let's do a commercial.
Give them a Goff clap?
A commercial-free 5 p.m. hour. A random act of helpfulness from the SoCal Helpful Honda dealers. Tomorrow morning on All New Kevin and Bean Show, we have Michael Chiklis from Gotham.
Chicky
baby!
We have David Allen Greer. We have
Greery.
Wednesday's Wheel O' Bad Animal Voices.
Wheelie!
Did you know that was a thing?
I did not know that was a
Wednesday.
Thing.
And would you like to take that back?
Oh.
All tomorrow morning on All New Kevin and Bean Show.